Last year, this game went down to the wire.
This is a two-point conversion. Rebarger's got the ball. Rebarger pitches the ball back. He's going to pitch it back. It's into the end zone for the score.
Again.
Barnes is now going to kick for the win here for Seward. When ball is down, kick is up. The kick goes toward the upright.
He missed it!
And again.
And the ball game comes down to this. All of this tonight down to this fourth down call. The ball is at the 14-yard line.
Until the Tigers prove to be too tough to tame.
He wants to throw the ball, throws it into the corner of the end zone. It's going to be knocked out. He's the tie win.
This year, a new leader will be on the sideline, leading the Tigers out to find their prey. It's the Hastings High Tigers and the Seward Blue Jays, and it's on 1230 KHAS. Let's get you out to Lloyd Wilson Field, where Mike Will and Jim Purcell have the call. It's Tiger football on 1230 KHAS.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. A sweltering heat on the field here tonight. Temperature is going to be 96 degrees. It's going to feel like 96. The actual game time temp is going to be 91. Wind's going to be blowing out of the northeast at 8 miles per hour as we begin the 2013 high school football season here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings High taking on the Seward Blue Jays. I'm Mike Will. Got the play-by-play for you again this year. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside. I think we've lost count, Jimmy. I think we're up to about, 14 years. But welcome back. It's good to be back in the booth again.
Well, it's always good to get back into the booth again. And we've debated on this year in and year out how many years it's been. And I don't know. I think we're stuck at 12, 13, 14. I don't know. It's been a lot of years, my friend, and we've been together. But looking forward to another great season with all three of the high schools and then also doing Hastings College football on Saturdays. The Broncos off tomorrow, but they will be in action next week, and excited to see those guys. But we got a new look here tonight with head coach Eric Emerson stepping in for the departed Rick Rebarger, who is now an assistant principal with the high school. So he's taking on some new duties. Eric Emerson with the middle school, taking over the program now and changing things around a little bit. Going to do the run and shoot, no huddle. Going to be a completely different look from what we're used to seeing with Hastings High. We're used to seeing that power football double wing set, and going to be a new look. We won't be surprised if we see four or five receivers out there for the Tigers. So it's going to be interesting. A lot of guys to replace some holes. We had some key players due to graduation leaving. Tyler Rebarger won, the starting quarterback. Is gone. Matt Karloff also gone. He was a mainstay on the offensive line and defensive. And Mark Gooden, another very good player for Hastings High last year. So a lot of answers and a lot of questions to be answered tonight, and a lot of holes to be filled for this young Hastings High Tiger team.
A couple of teams that struggled throughout the 2012 season. Hastings finished 3-6 on the season, but they won their last couple of ball games. Seward, they finished 2-7. But this is a matchup that went three overtimes last year. 48-41 was the final score in Seward as Hastings knocked off the Blue Jays last year. And we might be headed for another very similar type of game here between two evenly matched squads tonight.
Well, it really is. You look on the side of Seward, their quarterback coming back from last year, but only playing, as you we heard on the pregame show, in five games. Keith Wolverton, remembered him last year, a very good product there. One guy really that Hastings High is going to watch tonight is actually a former Hastings High Tiger in Chance Stevenson. Chance, some years back, moving to Seward with his family, has kind of really has taken on the key role of running back. He's number 21 on your roster, and he's a big kid. He's fast. He's shifty. And I'm really looking forward to see what Chance is going to put on the table. You look at the offensive line for Seward, very, very big up front. Hastings High not matching up very well. Some smaller guys on the defensive front. So Chance Stevenson's going to be one guy the Tiger defense is going to have to make sure where he is at on the field at all times tonight.
All right, the starting lineup's brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings will go this way. Zach Cook will be your center, 6'2", 225, and a senior. Alex Panganiban will be at one of the guard positions, 5'10", 217, and a senior. Adam Florian will be your other guard, 6'2", 215, and a junior. At one tackle for Hastings High will be Jeff Keel, 6'1", 210, and a junior. The other tackle will be Travis Hartwig, 6'1", 210, and a junior. At the flanker position will be Brendan Mankey, 5'10", 145, and a senior. Zach Zimmerman will be your Z wide receiver in this new offense for head coach Eric Emerson, 5'7", 140-pound senior. The X wide receiver is going to be Sam Reimer, 5'11", 160-pound sophomore. The Y wide receiver will be Morgan Karloff, 6'1", 180-pound sophomore. And your running back is going to be Derek Fast, 6'1", 190-pound senior. Quarterback will be Braden Valentine, 5'10", 193-pound junior. Hastings High on defense will go this way. The four down linemen will be Jeff Keel, 6'1", 210-pound junior. Zach Cook, 6'2", 225 and a senior. Alex Panganiban, 5'10", 217 and a senior. And Tyler Musgrave, a 5'10", 190-pound junior. Your linebackers at will linebacker will be Tanner Johnson, 6'2", 185-pound senior. Derek Fast at the Mike linebacker position. Fast is 6 foot, 190 pounds, and a senior. Wyatt Davis will be your Sam linebacker, 5'9", 211 pounds, senior. In the defensive secondary for Hastings High, Brock Dreher at cornerbacks, 5'6", 135 pound junior. The other corner will be Braden Valentine, 5'10", 193, and a junior. At free safety will be Brendan Binky, 5'10", 145 pound senior. And the rover position will be Philip Pedroza, 5'8", 150-pound junior. With the Stewart Blue Jays on offense this year, it'll be Keith Wolverton, maybe one of the better dual-threat quarterbacks in Class B. Wolverton, 6'3", 190-pound senior. His running back will be Seth Majerus, 6'1", 185-pound junior. And Chance Stevenson, the former Hastings High Tiger, 6'1", 180-pound junior. At the wide receiver position will be Cole Wagner, 5'10", 160-pound junior. At the tight end position will be Thomas Caton, 6'2", 190-pound senior. The wide receiver on the other side will be Ben Klinke, 6'2", 185-pound junior. On the offensive line for Seward, you're going to have Jacob Beerbaum, 5'11", 205-pound senior. Aaron Jensen, 5'10", 240-pound senior. Adam Holtorf is a 6'5", 255-pound junior. Jacob Christian, 6'3", 230-pound senior. And Tanner Henning, a 5'11", 220-pound senior. Seward on defense, your down lineman will be Thomas Caton, 6'2", 190, and a senior. Jacob Beerbaum, 5'11", 205, and a senior. Jacob Christian, 6'3", 230-pound senior. Tanner Henning, 5'11", 220-pound senior. Linebackers will be Seth Majerus and also Josh Balin. The nose guard will be Adam Holtorf. And in the defensive secondary, you've got Keith Wolverton, you've got Zakeo Wagner, Chance Stevenson, and Ben Klinke. The starting lineups have been brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe, Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So Hastings High is going to kick off to begin the football game to begin this 2013 season. Here tonight, the Tigers will be moving from our left to our right. Stewart is going to be dressed in their blue pants tonight, their white tops, and their blue football helmets. Kicking off for the Hastings High Tigers is going to be Philip Pedroza. He's got the pig teed up here at the 40-yard line, and the 2013 season is just about ready to get underway here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Boy, it's a hot and steamy night tonight here in Hastings with the fuel-like temperature sitting at 96 degrees as we get started here tonight. Adam Kaler is back deep for Seward. That ball's going to go to the far side. It's picked up at the 9-yard line, back to the 15, 20, 25, out to about the 29-yard line, bringing the ball back for Seward was number 9, Kale Wagner. And on the stop for the Hastings High Tigers was number 28, Kyler Meredith. So here we go, the Seward Blue Jays, a team that put 41 points on the board against Hastings High a year ago. They're going to run out of the Maryland I formation, much like we have seen Adam Central run in the past. They'll run out of the Maryland I, and then they'll break it a little bit. Keith Wolverton, the quarterback, can both throw and run with the football. We got a penalty flag down right off the bat here, and it looks like it's going to go against Hastings High.
Yeah, going to go against Hastings here early march off. They're going to take the football out about from the 30-yard line out to about the 39. But one thing you usually see in the first game, you know, you've been through two-a-days in camp. You've been beating and banging with each other, and you tend to see a few more penalties in the very first game. But the Hastings High penalized. They bring the ball out to 39. Wolverton in the pistol set now for the Blue Jays.
That was an illegal participation on Hastings High. There's a handoff. That's going to go to Chance Stevenson. He angles off to the right side across the 40-yard line out to about the 42. So Chance Stevenson moves the ball from the 39 out to the 42. Pick of about 3 yards in the play for the 6 foot 189-pound junior for the Seward Blue Jays. Zach Cook into the stop for the Hastings High Tigers. We'll give it a pickup of 3 yards in the play, second down and 7. Ball is resting at the 42-yard line of Seward. The Jays moving from our right to our left, south and north here at the Osborne Sports Complex. And now a man comes in motion, and there's the laundry out again.
Penalty marker on the field.
So we've had two penalties here. We've had one successful running play here on the Seward Blue Jays. There's the indication it's going to be an offside call against Hastings. So the Tigers offside with a couple of penalties here early in this football game.
Yeah, a lot of jitters here in this first football game. They'll bring the football out across the 45-yard line out to the, about the 46, 47-yard line. But again, we talk about the Tiger defense. Matt Karloff, a big mainstay in there at that middle linebacker. Derek Fast will fill his shoes. Fast, a very big physical guy himself. So we'll see how that shapes up there in the middle of that linebacking core.
Here's a quarterback keeper. That's Wolverton trying to get outside, and he can't do it. Brings it out to about the hash mark here on this left side. Wolverton brings it to about the 46-and-a-half-yard line. They got to move it to about the 49 for a first down. Tackle is made in there by Brendan Minkey for the Hastings High defense. So a great job there by Minkey. And now Seward is going to be looking at a third down situation just underway here in the first quarter. First game of the 2013 season, Hastings High and Seward tonight. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side for the Jays. That is Adam Kaler. In fact, they got four wides here. Here's going to be Wolverton. He fakes the pass. Now he runs it up the middle across the 45 to the 50 to the 45 of Hastings. Down to the 40 of the Tigers. Down to the 38-yard line. So Keith Wolverton, he wanted to throw the football, or at least he acted like he did. Wolverton scrambles out of the pocket, takes it right up the pipe there, brings it across the midfield stripe. In fact, all the way down to the Hastings High Tiger 39-yard line. That is a first down at Crozier Park Pharmacy. First down here with the Seward Blue Jays.
First one of the ball game and a nice run by Wolverton. He shows his feet out there. Very dangerous quarterback, dual threat, can throw it and run. He takes it for 16 and a first down.
There's a handoff now to Bajaris. He comes on a little counter play across the 40-yard line to the 35, down to about the 34-yard line. So Bajaris carrying the ball there. You know, the stop for the Hastings High Tigers is going to be Alex Panganiba, number 65, Pango, and they're a 5'10", 220-pound senior playing the nose guard position for this defense for Hastings High. Seward on their opening possession of the football game here. They have moved the ball down to the Hastings High 34-yard line, second down and 6 yards to go, 9 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Majerus again gets the call, and he runs right into Panganiba at about the 34-yard line. Alex Panganiba with back-to-back stops there for the Tiger defense. And now Seward will be looking at a third down situation. Third down and 6. Back-to-back plays there, Jimmy, by Alex Panganiban.
Yeah, nice job there stopping the run right up the front. They try to get Majerus right on the draw off the right side. And Panganiban right there. Johnny on the spot for the second tackle in a row. No gain. Going to bring up a third down. And they'll call it 6 at the 34-yard line of Hastings High. Just underway here. 9:13 left to go in the first quarter.
All right, Chance Stevenson is your one lone running back behind Wolverton. 3 wides. Here's Wolverton. He wants to throw. Holds it, runs to his right. Now across the middle, it's going to be caught down there. Across the 25, down to the 20, down to the 15-yard line. Wolverton scrambling to his right side. Finally, he releases the ball and takes it downfield. A reception is made by Wagner down there, and Wagner takes the ball all the way down to about the 15-yard line. That's another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down for the Seward Blue Jays.
Second one on the drive and a gain of 20. And wide receiver all alone out there in the secondary, Hastings High. Obviously some miscommunication with the Tigers secondary, but Wolverton again showing his arm strength just to able to unload it down the middle of the field. 20-yard gain. They've got the ball now down at the Tiger 15. This is the initial drive of the football game.
Clinky is your wide receiver split to the right side. Chance Stevenson gets the call, and Chance Stevenson is going nowhere. In fact, he may have lost a yard or two. Good gang tackling there for the Hastings High Tigers. The first guy to come up to meet him, though, for the Tiger defense was Philip Pedroza, number 35. So Stevenson, he loses a yard in the play as he is melted back here at the 16-yard line. Second down and 11 yards to go for the Jays, moving from our right to our left here in the first quarter. Wide receivers split out wide to the right side. In fact, two to the right side, two to the left side. Chance Stevenson in the backfield. Your quarterback is Wolverton, grabs the ball, fakes the pass, rolls to his right side. Pressure by the Tiger defense. Here it comes. Wolverton reverses his field. Now unloads the ball into the end zone. It's going to be caught. Touchdown. It is caught for the touchdown. Biding some time there, and he throws it into the end zone, getting behind the coverage there for the Seward Blue Jays. And grabbing the ball was a Ben Klinke, number 19. That's a touchdown for Seward. They take their opening possession and take it right down to the field and stick it in the end zone.
Well, and Wolverton again just buying time. He had a pump fake right at the line of scrimmage and then rolled to his right side. The Tiger D was all over the Blue Jay receivers. But again, Wolverton spun around, came back across the field, and found his receiver wide open in the back of the end zone. And that'll be the first score of the night as the Blue Jays are on for the point after.
All right, here comes the extra point now for the Jays. Jake Newburn is the kicker. His kick is up there. It is good. So Keith Newburn gets the PAT through the uprights. And the Seward Blue Jays take their opening possession right down the field. They've got the lead, 7:57 to play in the first quarter. It is Seward 7, Hastings High nothing.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. If you're a new head coach, Jimmy, in Eric Emerson, that's not what you wanted to see. That's an opposing offense taking it right down to field. A nice drive there against your defense.
Well, we talked about it off the air before the game started. You had pointed out the size of that Seward Blue Jay line being heavily outweighing the Tiger defensive front. And they basically took it right downfield. Six rushing plays, 22 yards, but it was Wolverton. Keith Wolverton, a 16-yard touchdown pass, two passing, 36 yards on that drive. Very impressive for Seward as they get ready to kick off. A lot of butterflies at the Tiger players, and I'm sure Eric Emerson with a lot of butterflies himself. But the Tigers, not what they wanted to see, an opening drive for a touchdown.
That was eight plays and 61 yards for Seward. Here's the kickoff. The Tigers will field that one at about the 11-yard line. Running back to the center of the field, 15, 20, 25, out to the 30, out to about the 34-yard line. Bringing the ball back there for Hastings High was Brock Greer. We're going to see a number of people return kicks here as Eric Emerson is continuing to shuffle things here early in the season. And now we get to see this newfangled offense. We've been so accustomed to watching that double wing for years with Rick Rebarger. This is completely opposite. It's a different book.
Well, and here we go. Four wide receivers and Braden Valentine going to be your starting quarterback. Valentine, a 5'10", 195 junior, and he's in the pistol set.
All right, then they're going to run the ball. It's going to be Derek Fast taking it up the pipe there. He gets it back to the line of scrimmage Derek and maybe takes it to about the 35-yard line. Now the Tigers will go without a huddle here. That's something we didn't see under the Rebarger administration either.
No.
Second down and 9 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 35-yard line. That's the Tiger 35. Braden Valentine is your quarterback. Wide receivers left and right. Valentine throws it across the middle. It's going to be caught there by Reimer across the 40, out to the 45-yard line. Sam Reimer, another in a long list of Reimers here at Hastings High. This one is just a sophomore, Jimmy, 160 pounds, a little slant pattern across the middle. That one was delivered right on the money there by Valentine, right in the hands of Reimer, and they got a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down.
I looked down at the roster when I got here, and it can't be another Reimer on the roster for the Tigers as we've got the play blown dead here. But, again, the Reimer family fielding a lot of talented individuals over the years, and Reimer just a nice catch, just a slant pattern. They pick up 10 yards and their first down, but that's going to be a 5-yard variety penalty here. That's the third penalty on the Tigers here this evening.
That's an illegal procedure call at Hastings, so they get the nice pass play to Reimer. Hastings runs right back up to the line of scrimmage, then get an illegal procedure, which costs them 5 yards. So like Jimmy mentioned, three penalties already on Hastings' side. First down, 15 yards to go. Tigers back at their own 39-yard line, moving left or right. There's a handoff, inside handoff to Fast. Fast across the 40, out to about the 44-yard line. Fast is really the only guy, Jimmy, who had any kind of offensive numbers from a year ago. Rushed for 423 yards in kind of a reserve role, most of those yards later on in the season. It's now second down and 11 yards to go. He picks up four because of the penalty. Tigers are still looking at 10 yards plus here for the first down. 6:35 to play here in the opening quarter. Here's Valentine. He picks the ball off of the turf and then hands it away to Fast, and he's chopped down. Chopped down there as he tried to get outside into the stop there for the Seward Blue Jays, Jacob Beerbaum, and now a late penalty flag comes down. That's going to be a personal foul called here against Seward. So Hastings gets a break right there.
I believe going to be a face mask on the Seward defense as Fast was trying to get around the outside of that Tiger line. The defender come across and here's the call. Yeah, personal foul on Seward. Now to bring the football out across midfield. So we go back and talk about, some guys that returned for Hastings High. And Derek Fast kind of battled injuries in and out of last season. But he is one a powerful individual and got some pretty good speed. We seen him in like the second or third game last year take one the better part of 80 yards for a touchdown. So he's got the power and the speed.
He gets the call here again. He sheds one tackler and runs in to nothing but Blue Jays there. He was swarmed under. A loss of a couple of yards on the play. Among others there for Seward was a big old Adam Holtorf. He hasn't missed too many buffet lines. 255 pounds, a junior at 6'5" there, anchoring the interior of the defense there for the Seward Blue Jays.
Well, they're eating well in Seward County. You look at that roster, and they are layered with a lot of 250-plus individuals.
Here's Valentine, a little draw play. There goes DeFass, and he is smothered back here at the 47-yard line. A little draw play there, and that fooled absolutely no one. Seward was right there defensively. And on the stop there was Jacob Christian. Christian is at 230 pounds, Jimmy, and a senior, so another big boy there on the defensive line, 6'3".
Well, and I think a busted play. It was just a delayed draw, but Fast was not even really looking for the football, and Valentine just shoved it in his breadbasket and nowhere to go. Loss of about 5 yards. Going to bring up third down, and we'll call it 14.
All right, they hand the ball away again too fast on the third and long. He brings it across the 45 down to about the 44-yard line. Trying to cross up that defense. Jacob Christian in on the stop there again for the Seward Blue Jays. So the Tigers take the ball into Seward territory, but unable to do anything with the ball. And now they're going to have to punt things away at the 5:08 mark of the first quarter. Seward out on top of Hastings High here in the first ball game of 2013. It's 7-0 is the score. Dropping back deep for Seward is going to be Ben Klinke. He will stand at about his 20-yard line. Also a man back deep there for Seward. And dropping back there is going to be Wolverton, number two, as he stands at his own 10-yard line. Ball is snapped. It's picked up off of the carpet. A good kick away, though, for Hastings High. Bounces at the 3-yard line, goes into the end zone and out. A touchback. Good kick there by Brendan Mickey. Did a good job just fueling that one. Fielded like a shortstop as the snap came back, bounced off of the turf. Mickey picked it up and got a boomer there as he sends it into the end zone for a touchback.
Well, and on the punt team, Hastings High has three upbacks in there to block and protect the punter in there, and the football went down to the turf right in between those upbacks. So, Mickey doing a good job fielding the football, getting the kick away. They'll bring the football out to the 20-yard line. It'll be first and 10 here. 4:39 left to go. The Blue Jays up 7-0. They took that initial drive downfield and scored on that the first drive. It'll be Wolverton in the pistol here, but we got a live ball.
Yeah, it goes up over his head. Wolverton picks it up, and now he's going to be swarmed under by Tigers all the way back here at the 5-yard line. The snap was high. Wolverton got his hands on it and then picks it up off of the turf himself, but he looks up, nothing but black shirts there for the Hastings High Tigers. That was a huge loss from the 20 all the way back to the 8-yard line, a 12-yard loss here for the Seward Blue Jays.
And Wolverton just fortunate to get on the football. There was only a couple of white jerseys back there, but a host of Tigers trying to jump on top of that football. Wolverton maintains possession, but it'll be a huge loss. Again, they take it back to the 8-yard line. It'll be second down and 22, the ball on the 7-yard line.
All right, Wolverton stands in the pistol set. He's going to grab the ball and now rolls to his right. He's got the edge at the 10-yard line and the 15, still moving the pack out to the 20-yard line. So what he lost on the previous play, he gets back here, and Seward is now looking at a third down situation, third down. At about 10 yards to go, the ball is sitting at the 20-yard line. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. The Sutton Mustangs have scored first in their ball game against Tri-County. Sutton has got the lead over Tri-County by the score of 8-0. 7-0 here. It is Seward leading the Hastings High Tigers in football action at the Osborne Sports Complex. Wolverton on third down and 10 again. A bad snap. Wolverton grabs the ball. He's got plenty of time. Wolverton stops, and now he's going to be swarmed under, and down he goes. Back here at the 10-yard line, he had time. Things broke down. Travis Hartwig in there. Jeff Keel is in there for Hastings High. Another loss in the play, and now Seward will have to punt the football away.
Good job by the Tiger defense, but again, another snap that was a pretty good one, actually, and Wolverton just bounces off his hands, goes into the air, and it threw the timing off of the whole play, and again, good pressure by the Tiger front. They get in there and bring Wolverton down for a loss of nearly 8 yards. So Seward will punt for the first time tonight. And the Tigers are going to get real good field position.
Brock Dreher is back deep here for Hastings High. The punter for the Seward Blue Jays is going to be Jake Newbern. It's going to be fielded by Hastings here at the 43-yard line, and that's going to be all she wrote. Hastings down right here at the 43, so not much of a return there for the Tigers. But I'll tell you what, they got great field position. That was a 32-yard punt there by Jake Newbern. But Hastings High will start on this side of the 50-yard line, and now the Tigers They need to take advantage of the good field position here with 2.5 to play here in the first quarter, 7-0 Seward.
Well, the first drive's a lot on the ground, only one pass play, that to Reimer. But again, the Tigers need to take advantage of this golden opportunity in field position.
All right, Valentine grabs the ball. His throw over here is going to be caught at the 42-yard line, and he's going to be swarmed under. Completed pass comes over here to a Morgan Carlaw, but plenty of white shirts over here. Jacob Christian was over here for Seward. Also coming up from his defensive back position was Chance Stevenson for the Seward Blue Jays. That was a pickup from the 43 to about the 42-yard line, so a completed pass there of 1 yard. Second down and 9 yards to go. The Tigers moving from our left to our right here in quarter number one at the Osborne Sports Complex. Valentine again grabs the ball. Low snap. Valentine grabs it. Now he's scrambling. He's going to be hitting. Down he goes. Throwing for a loss back here at the 45-yard line. A loss in a play. That's Aaron Jensen, number 77, the big 240-pound defensive lineman. A senior at 5'10". Again, the snap's coming back. And this spread set have not been very good, Jimmy.
Well, and again, we've got a new quarterback in there. Again, we talked about Tyler Rebarger graduating last year, so we knew we were going to have a new quarterback. Valentine and Tanner Johnson have been competing in fall camp, but it was Valentine that got the knob, and I think there's just a lot of nerves out there so far tonight.
A low snap again. He hand up all the way to a Derek Fast, and Fast gets it back to the line of scrimmage. Back to the line of scrimmage, so it's about fourth down now and about 12 yards to go. So they squander the golden opportunity. The center for Hastings High has been Zach Cook, and majority of the snaps back there in that spread set. Valentine has had to pick up off of the turf, and it's kind of disturbed the timing of most of the plays so far for Hastings High. So the Tigers will have to punt for the second time here tonight. Double safeties back deep for Seward as they stand at the 10-yard line. Again, a low snap. It's picked up off of the turf. Here's the kick. It bounces to the 20. Takes a Hastings bounce across the 15. It's going to go out of bounds down around the 10-yard line. So a good kick there by Hastings High. Punting the ball was Brendan Minkey again. He got a 35-yard punt away. It goes out of bounds here on the near sideline at about the 10-yard line. So Seward will have the ball for the third time tonight with 1:09 to play here in the first quarter in a 7-0 ball game.
Long snapper there, Alex Panganiban, and that one wasn't even close to getting back to the punter, Minkey. That one scooting along the ground. Minkey doing a good job just playing shortstop there, fielding the football and getting it away. He got it out of bounds right at about the 10-yard line. So with 1:09 left to go here in the first quarter, the Tigers trail 7-0. Seward with their third possession of the ball game.
All right, two wide receivers will split out wide to the left side. One wide receiver will go to the right. Your quarterback is Keith Wolverton. And now we're going to have a new football come in from the near side. And it's a sweltering heat here in Hastings tonight. Feels like 96 degrees. They might have some perspiration, some sweat down there in the football. Now we're ready to go. As Wolverton is waiting for the snap here. Line of scrimmage is the 10-yard line. Wolverton has got the ball. And he's going to roll to his right side. He's going to keep it here on the quarterback keeper around the right end. But he's not going to get to the edge. He got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's all she wrote. Philip Pedroza over there for the Hastings High Tigers. And on the stop, Pedroza, 5'8", 150 pounds, and a junior. That was a nice play by Pedroza on the edge.
Yeah, and a lot of black jerseys in pursuit of Wolverton again. But again, Pedroza making it down the line of scrimmage very quick. A lot of speed on that Tiger defense. They're going to need every bit of that tonight. They bring Wolverton down for no gain, second down and 10. The clock inside a minute now. We're down to 35 seconds left to go here in quarter number one.
All right, Wolverton will be in the backfield. The spread set again. Two wide receivers to the right. One will come to the left side. Man comes in motion. Wolverton grabs a high snap. He's going to run it the other way. 10-yard line to the 11, to the 12, and down he goes. He brings it out to about the 12-yard line. Look who is there again. Philip Pedroza for the Hastings High Tigers. So back-to-back plays now for Pedroza on defense. And Seward will be looking at a third down situation. Third down and 8 yards to go. And that's probably going to be the final play this first quarter, as we are inside 10 seconds, and Seward will walk to the sidelines and have a chat with their new head coach over there on the Blue Jays side, and Jamie Offner. So one quarter in the book, Seward takes their opening possession of the ball game. 8 plays and 61 yards, a stuffer in the end zone. That's the only score so far of the contest. One quarter in the books. We'll take a break with a score. Seward 7, Hastings High nothing.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter.
You want a 16,
with an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, 7-0 is the score. Seward has got the lead.
Well, and I'm proud to welcome on the Dinsdale Auto Group out of Grand Island. Tom Dinsdale Automotive jumping on board again. Matt Valentine and the guys up there sponsoring the stats, quarterly stats, half stats, and the final game stats. They are as follows. Seward, Keith Wolverton, 2-of-2 passing there in that first quarter. 36 yards, one touchdown, that coming from 16 yards out. Rushing the football, Seward had 11 carries, just 12 yards, 48 yards of total offense. We look on the side of Hastings High, struggling at best so far in the ballgame. Valentine is 2-of-2 passing for 11 yards, and the rushing the football for the Tigers, 7 carries and just minus 1 yard, so 10 yards of total offense and one first down for Hastings High in that first quarter. Not very pretty, but they're trying to get the jitters out. Maybe as the sun sets, it cools off just a little bit, the Tigers will get things up and running a little bit better. Your first quarter stats brought to you by Tom Dinsdale, Automotive of Grand Island. You can find him on the web at dinsdaleauto.com.
So 7-0 is the score. Seward has got the lead over Hastings High, and now we'll switch ends. Seward will be looking at a third down situation, third down and about 8 yards to go.
Second quarter.
The line of scrimmage is going to be but about the 12-yard line. So third down and 8 yards to go from the 12-yard line. We'll see what Keith Overton, the quarterback for Seward, can do here. He'll come out with a spread set. He's got three wide receivers out to the right side. Overton waiting for the snap. He's got it. He backs up, looks right side, and now across the middle, the pass is going to be caught. Did he grab it off of the ground? The officials come in, and they say, yeah, that's a catch made out here at the 23-yard line. They get it to Seth Majerus. Majerus grabbing the ball there. He cradles it down there along the turf. At about the 23-yard line, that is a first down for the Jays.
That is 3-of-3 passing now tonight for Wolverton as he finds his third different receiver across the middle of that Tiger defense. A nice catch there by Majerus. They pick up 11 yards. Third first down of the night for the Jays, first and 10 at the 24-yard line.
Wolverton again, a quick pass out here to Majerus. Grabs the ball, stumbles at the 20. Penalty flags go down the sideline, 25 to the 30, and he steps out of bounds in front of the Tiger bench. Well, check out the penalty flag. Looks like in about the area of a holding here, trying to get Majerus down the sidelines, and that's going to be the case. I think I saw the preliminary indication there on the Seward Blue Jays, and there's the call. It's going to be a holding call against Seward. So we've had our share of penalties, something you might expect here in game number one. That was a holding call in Seward that nullifies a nice run there. A little pitch and run there by Wolverton to Seth Majerus, but a holding call, breaking Majerus down the sidelines. That's going to cost him 10 yards and to bring up first down and 19 yards to go now as they bring the ball back to the 14-yard line of Seward.
Five penalties tonight in the ball game. Two on Seward, three on Hastings High. And again, the football back inside the 15-yard line, 14-and-a-half yard line, the line of scrimmage, first and long here for the Jays.
Wolverton again has got the ball. He fakes it, now throws it downfield. He's got a man out here, and he grabs the ball to 45 to the 50, down to the Tiger 45-yard line. That may be thrown right on the money, Jimmy, to Cole Wagner, a dangerous wide receiver. Wagner right between the two hash marks. That ball was delivered perfectly by Keith Wolverton. A long pass play all the way down to the Hastings High 48-yard line.
And Wagner just run right by his defender, and a nice pass. Wolverton had the necessary time back there through a beautiful pass play. That goes for 37 yards into Tiger territory down at the 48-yard line. The Jays on the move again.
They scored on their opening possession of the ball game. It's a 7-0 contest, and now Seward has moved the ball back into the Tiger territory here in the opening possession of the second quarter. There's a draw play up the middle. That's Majerus' big hole, 40-35 down to the Tiger 30-yard line before he is chopped down. Takes her all the way down to the 30-yard line. A nice pickup there. A tackle is made in there by a Hastings High defensive secondary. That's Brock Dreher finally bringing him down. But not before Seth Majerus takes the ball all the way down to the 30-yard line and another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down for the Seward Blue Jays.
17 on that rushing play and nothing fancy there for Seward. Just smash-mouth football, and we were concerned with the size of that J line. They were able to open up a huge hole off that left side. 17 on the gain. Fifth first down for the Jays here in the game.
There's a fake draw, and that's going to be Wolverton taking the ball outside across the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. He takes it down the sideline all the way for the touchdown. Wolverton squirted past a would-be tackler out there at about the 25-yard line, then got to the sideline and took it right down the sideline. Jimmy dances his way into the end zone. Seward scores their second touchdown of the ball game.
Well, it's becoming the Keith Wolverton show tonight. Wolverton on the evening, nearing 100 yards in passing yards. He takes that one 30 yards and just some sloppy tackling out there by the Tiger defense as Wolverton was able to break free into the secondary, take it down the far sidelines, and a PAT coming here, but the Jays tack on another six.
Jake Newburn is the extra point kicker. Ball is down. The kick is up. Goes sailing through the uprights. It is good. So the PAT is good. Seward has scored for the second time here tonight. And now with 10 minutes and 55 seconds to play, in quarter number two, the score is Seward 14, Hastings High nothing.
The 2013 North American Car of the Year is the Cadillac ATS at Tom Dinsdale Automotive. Nimble and exhilarating, this compact luxury sports sedan is fun to drive. Model 95510 comes in crystal red with a 6-speed automatic transmission and 18-inch polished aluminum wheels. Currently sale priced at over $4,000 off, plus a $2,000 rebate makes this ATS a model you definitely want to consider. See Tom Dinsdale Automotive or online at dinsdaleauto.com.
1230 KHAS.
Board update is brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings, located on South Burlington in Hastings. Kearney is leading Lincoln Pius by the score of 6-0. Sydney is out on top of Grand Island Northwest 14-0. They're midway through the first quarter. And it is the Sutton Mustangs. They have jumped out on top of Tri-County at last check. It was 14-0 in that ball game. Your scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. 14-0 here. The Seward Blue Jays have the lead over the Hastings High Tigers.
Well, and Seward doing really anything they want on the ground and throwing the football. Wolverton again nearing 100 yards, 87 yards of passing yards for Wolverton here in this first half.
Newburn kicks off, is fielded by a short man angling to this near side. It crossed the 30 to 35 down the sideline, 40 to the 45-yard line and run out of bounds. Running the ball back there for the Hastings High Tigers was Zach Zimmerman. Zimmerman, a 5'7", 140-pound senior there for Hastings High. And that's going to be a Tiger first down as they bring it out to the 45-yard line. And now we'll see what this, this offense can do here under head coach Eric Emerson. They will go with wide receivers to the left and to the right. Your quarterback will continue to be Braden Valentine out there for the Hastings High Tigers. He will stand in the pistol set. Right alongside him is going to be Derek Fast. With three wide receivers out, they just hand the ball away to Fast. Inside handoff across the 45 out to about the 48-yard line. They try to cross up the Seward defense. Go with a draw play right up the gut there after they spread the field. Fast takes the ball to about the 48, a pickup of 3 yards on the play. Second down and 7 yards to go. Clock is running with 10.5 minutes to play. Here in the second quarter, 14-0. Seward has got the lead. Wide receivers to the left and to the right. Valentine picks it up, throws it to the near side. Broken play. Valentine throws it to the near sideline. Reimer was kind of cutting toward the center of the field. Sam Reimer was the intended receiver, so a little mix-up there in this new offense, and it's going to be an incomplete pass. Third down and 7 yards to go.
First incomplete pass on the night for Valentine. He is now 2 of 3 passing and 11 yards. We go back to that play before. That was really all Fast. The line breaks down, and he just had to fight for anything he could to pick up a couple of yards. But the Tigers now faced with a third down and long.
Menke goes in motion to the far side, and Valentine is going to bring it up the pipe across the 50 down to about the 45-yard line of Seward. That's going to be very close to a first down. So they send Brendan Menke in motion that time to the far side of the field, and then the quarterback Valentine just goes straight up the gut there, found a little bit of a seam as he brings the ball across the midfield stripe. And now head coach Eric Emerson will go for it here on fourth down and a yard to go from about the 45. That's a quarterback sneak again. And Valentine picks up a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down inside the 45-yard line down to about the 43. So the coach thought he might roll the dice a little bit of first game tonight, and he did on this series right here on the 4th-and-1.
Well, we always like to see the coaches, whether they would make the trip to Vegas with us. Well, Eric Emerson rolls the dice, picks up a fourth down conversion, first one of the season, and the Tigers on the move.
There's Valentine. He fakes the ball to Fast, and he should have got rid of it because he is swarmed under. His helmet gets ripped off back here at about the 48-yard line.
Valentine
fakes the ball to Fast, and he kind of stood there, Jimmy, and here comes the defensive front, and they swarmed him under all the way back here to the 43-yard line, and he may have been shaken up on the play. As Valentine is going to come out, here comes Tanner Johnson back into the ball game.
Well, I don't believe he's shaken up. That new rule put into place last year that if the cap comes off, you got to come to the sidelines for one play. So now we're going to see Johnson, a big product in there, 6'2", 185 pounds.
Tanner Johnson takes a snap. He's going to hand the ball away to Mickey. Sidesteps a man at the 47-yard line across the 45. Penalty flags go down as Mickey goes down at about the 42. So check out the penalty flags. That was a second down and 16 situation for Hastings High. They take it right up the gut as they pick up about 6 yards in the play. But we'll check out the penalty flag as Mickey takes the ball down inside the 45-yard line. A personal foul. A face mask call there on Seward. The Tigers get a break. Hastings High will get a first down here in the second quarter of play. We're down to 8 minutes and 55 seconds to go. Hastings High trailing in the ball game by a score of 14-0, but trying to stay in the contest. I think be a big boost here if Hastings can get into the end zone and at least close the gap here a little bit before halftime.
Well, I think the Tigers can ill afford to go down any more points with this young ball club, and this is a perfect opportunity, a big face mask penalty against Seward, third penalty on the Jays as Valentine back in there at the quarterback.
Now he pitched the ball here to Mankey, and he's going to be drugged down here behind the line of scrimmage back here at the 35-yard line. Mankey lined up as a wide receiver to the far side. He came back in a little pitch play. But standing right there, not letting him get outside, was Thomas Caton. Caton, a big 6'2", 190-pound senior there for the Blue Jays. A loss of 5 yards in the play. We'll call it second down and 15 yards to go as the ball is pushed back here to the 35-yard line. Hastings will go without a huddle again as Valentine stands in the pistol set, grabs the ball, backs up. Here comes the pressure. Valentine ends, loads. The ball is going to be caught by Mickey, but down he goes. Just as he catches the ball, Mickey is drilled at the 31-yard line. A pickup of only about 4 yards on a play. And Hastings High will be looking at a third down situation again.
Ellen Valentine got the short snap, rolls over to the right side, found Mickey coming across the middle of the field. And, boy, what a defensive back really likes to see is a wide receiver coming across the middle, and Mickey was blasted down. A short game, going to bring up third down at about 12, and another short snap again.
And Valentine has got to pounce on it back here at the 36-yard line. Hastings High having all kinds of problems with snaps out of this this formation. That one was on the ground again. That time Valentine did not have a chance to pick it up. He just fell in the thing. That's going to bring up a fourth down situation. So what looked promising there for Hastings High, boy, just some easy mistakes there, Jim. They've been in camp for 3 weeks now. We should have that snap down by now.
You would think so. 14 rushing plays, 4 passing plays. That is the 7th offensive play that has gone for minus yardage for the Tigers tonight. It has just been tough. They need to get them center exchanges, and this has been less than pretty here with Alex Panganiban doing the long snap, and now we're going to have another penalty again. The far side line judge throws the flag down, so we're going to see our 7th penalty of the ball game.
So the official's going to huddle on the far sideline. Here comes the case. It's going to be an offside call against Hastings. So they come up and line up offsides now, and they're trying to kick the ball. That's going to cost them another 5 yards, and it's going to bring up 4th down and 21 yards to go as they bring the ball back here to the 41-yard line. So Panganiban is now over the ball here at the 41. It's going to be Hastings High punting here with Brendan Mickey. Again, a low snap. Mickey picks it up, and this one should have been blocked. It angles off the far side. It's not going to make it back to the original line of scrimmage. It bounces at the 32, bounces at the 31, falls dead at the 30-yard line. That was a punt that should have been blocked there, Jimmy, as Mickey tries to pick it up off of the turf. He does. To his credit, he gets it away, but that one was very close to being blocked.
An 11-yard punt for Mickey, but that wasn't on Mankey at all. Again, Alex Panganiban, the long snapper, and that one never even really got off the ground. It just scooted on the turf all the way back to Mankey, and then he had 3 white jerseys right in front of him, and I don't know how he pulled a rabbit out of his hat there, but he's able to get the kick away. Give him credit, because Seward had tremendous penetration, and now we have an official's timeout, and the Tigers struggling at best right now.
The problem is you can't work on these things on the sidelines because the players are going both ways here. For Hastings, they got to play on defense, so it's not something you can come to the sideline and maybe take a few snaps over here, which you'd normally see maybe in the college ranks.
Well, and the thing that you've seen is they've been in camp. They've had 2-a-days. They started this last Monday working on the preparation for Seward with a new head coach. You're kind of guessing what's going to happen, but these are just silly mistakes, the penalties they've made, the long snaps and that is things they need to continue to work on, but that is stuff that should be down pat by now, and the Tigers struggling at best with and the officials are calling their own timeout for a hydration break. Again, a very, very hot day here in AC. Been a hot couple of weeks. Mercy, I hope you come up to the press box here, and I'm glad we had air conditioning up here in the box because it is it's miserable out here. At least the sun's now setting, and the field is completely shaded now for the players.
Tonight's game under the lights is brought to you by Krieger Electric, serving the greater Hastings Quad County area since 1950. With complete electrical service for all of your commercial, industrial, and residential needs, call Krieger Electric at 402-462-5757 or you can catch Krieger Electric online at kriegerelectric.com. 14-0 is the score here. The Seward Blue Jays out on top of the Hastings High Tigers. After the game again tonight, we'll have the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. Tyson Evronik and Merritt Lawson going to be hosting the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show for the 2013 season. So we'll have all the scores coming up after the ball game tonight. Here's a quick pass to the near side. 30-yard line out to the 31, 32, to the 33. A little quick pass out here to Seth Majerus. And again, we got a timeout called here because we have a Tiger down at about the 28-yard line. So we got an official's timeout here.
And you never like seeing that, a Tiger laying down at the far hash marks, grabbing a hold of that left knee. Can't quite get a number on him as he's laying flat on his back. The training staff out there for Hastings High, but never a good sign as Majerus picked up a couple of yards there. That's Majerus' second catch of the night for 14 yards.
This timeout brought to you by Hess Auto Body. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a paint job or an auto repair, see Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body Shop of Hastings. So we'll take a break. 6:28 to play second quarter. Seward 14, Hastings High nothing.
If you need body work done, see the experts at Hess Auto Body in Hastings. They're located at 208 West South Street. Hess Auto Body does full body repair, windshield repair, painting, and more. Plus, they offer free estimates. Let Hess Auto Body take the worry out of your accident and the dents out of your car.
How much do you need here, Mike?
Hess Auto Body at 208 West South Street in Hastings. Call Dave at 460-9542. That's 460-9542. Hess Auto Body of Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, game number one of the 2013 season here tonight. 6 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the second quarter. Hastings High trailing the Seward Blue Jays by the score of 14-0 as they continue to work on the injured Hastings High Tiger.
Well, and it looked like he was grabbing his knee. It appears to be Sam Reimer laying down there. We can't quite see the five. It's an eight, I know. But looked like he was grabbing that left knee. But, again, in the heated conditions, cramps going to probably be an issue. I remember last year with the first couple of weeks of doing high school games, cramps was a huge issue, and that's what it looks like they're working out of, a lower left calf cramp for Reimer.
The scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. Sutton is up on the Tri-County squad now, 16-0. They're still in the first quarter. Sydney out on top of Grand Island Northwest, 14-0. The Tigers will see the Vikings next week. They're halfway through quarter number one. The Aurora Huskies and McCook, they are still scoreless at the end of the first quarter as they're playing their annual showdown here tonight. York is out on top of Norris, 7-6 at the end of the first quarter. Now an update. We've got Aurora out on top of McCook by a score of 8-0. Sutton has got out on top of Tri-County by a score of 22-0. And Lincoln Pius now leading Kearney by the score of 7-6. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings.
I will remember to bring my binoculars, and maybe we need to clean yours up. That wasn't an 8. It was a 6. It was 65. That was Alex Panganiban with the lower leg cramp there, so not even close to 85. But, hey, we're having jitters up here. Game out, we got to act like we've been here before.
6, 8, they all look the same.
Yeah, they do.
Second down and 8 yards to go. The football is at the 32-yard line of Seward. Wolverton drops back. No pressure whatsoever. Pass across the middle is going to be in and out of the hands of his intended Wolverton receiver down here at the Hastings High 15-yard line. Unable to hang on to the ball was Adam Kaler, a 5'11", 155-pound junior for the Jays, wide open between the two hash marks.
Wow, that would have been a big gain up pushing 30 yards there as Wolverton had all kinds of time. He had time to run to the concession stand, get him a dog, as the Seward line really giving him a lot of protection. That is his first incomplete pass tonight. He's 5 of 6 now for 93 yards on the evening. It'll bring up third down and 8, ball on the 32, 6:04 left to go here in the second quarter.
Two wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Here's Wolverton again. Now they get some pressure. He's hit, and down he goes. Finally, they get some pressure back there. Wolverton is ridden down all the way back here at the 22-yard line. That's Karloff coming in there for the Hastings High Tigers. Musgrave is there. Florian is there for the Tiger defense. A huge loss. That'll bring up fourth down.
Well, and Wolverton just held on the football a little too long there, and the Tiger front line able to get through that big offensive line for Seward and bring Wolverton down for a big gain or a big loss, and they'll spot the ball inside the 25-yard line down at the 23-and-a-half where Seward will be forced to punt. And again, the Tigers going to get pretty good field position.
All right, here comes the punt now for Seward. Good kick. It brings the Tigers back here at the 38-yard line and immediately smacked back here. Fielding the kick for Hastings High was Brock Dreher. Dreher bobbles the ball a little bit, and then down he went as he, fortunately enough, hangs onto the ball. They're going to mark it right at the 39-yard line, and the Tigers will get the ball back. 5 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hastings High is trailing Seward by the score of 14-0, and the Tigers immediately run up there to the line of scrimmage to go without a huddle here. And this is going to be Tanner Johnson back in there for Hastings High. So Tanner Johnson, the second quarterback we've seen tonight.
Tigers need to find some offense. No yards rushing the football. Now we have a timeout on Hastings. A little confusion down there, Eric Emerson, from the sidelines calls the timeout. But the only positive yardage for Hastings tonight on the arm of a Valentine, 15 yards of passing. That is all the Tiger offense has so far tonight.
Timeout brought to you by Hess Auto Body Shop. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a paint job or an auto repair, see Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body Shop of Hastings. We'll be back right after this.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, back here at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines. Husker Power Products of Hastings. Adams Central and St. Cecilia, they will be off until next week. They won't start their seasons until officially week number one of the season. This is week zero, as they classify it, as the NSAA. Hastings High trailing here 14-0. Tigers first down and 10 from their own 38-yard line. Johnson throws the ball, caught by Minky at the 45. And he's going to be dropped down right at the 45-yard line. As Brandon Minky grabs the ball there, the tackle is made by Scott Wolverton. Wolverton, a 170-pound sophomore for Seward. So there's two Wolvertons playing for Seward. They got a senior and a sophomore. Pickup of about 7 yards in the play. Second down and 3 yards to go. The Tigers have moved the ball up here to their own 45-yard line, moving from our right to our left. Johnson hands the ball away. That's across the 45 to the 47-yard line. Ball comes loose, but they say it was blown dead. Carrying the ball there was Cody Hoffa. Hoffa now in the ball game. A 5'6", 135-pound senior for the Tigers.
Yeah, he's just a little shaver out there behind the big quarterback in Tanner Johnson. But Eric Emerson deciding to go with Johnson here on this series of downs. And he's got the Tigers out to a third down and about 3 yards to go here at the 45-yard line.
There's a Hoffa. He's got a hole across the 50-yard line. He's smacked down here at about the 47. Hoffa finds a little bit of a seam, and he is drugged down there by Scott Wolverton again for Seward, but he picks up a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down here for the Tigers as they move the ball down there inside Seward territory. So the Tigers still with a time here. 4:15 to play in the second quarter. Seward has got the lead over the Tigers. The score is 14-0. Tanner Johnson stands in the pistol set, grabs the ball, bobbles it. Now he's got to run it out there across the 50 to the 45, down to the Seward 40-yard line, breaks a tackle and takes it down to the 38. That was a broken play as well, as Johnson kind of bobbles the ball and it had to run for his life there. Found a little bit of a seam off of the right side of the line before it runs into Wolverton. So Wolverton has made three consecutive tackles there with the Seward defense. It's now second down and about 2 yards to go. The ball is pushed down here to about the 38-yard line of Seward. Johnson stays in the ball game, and now they're going to hand the ball away, and that's going to go nowhere. Cody Hoffa is going to be drugged down by Adam Holtorf. Holtorf is 255 pounds, and little Cody Hoffa is 135 pounds, and a lot of air goes out of your body when you get plunked down on a big 255-pounder.
Well, and just as Hoffa got the football, Holtorf blasted him in the backfield. That was a loss of nearly 3 yards. It'll bring up third down and five. Clock nearing the three-minute mark here till half.
Johnson's going to take a shot at things downfield. It's going to be intercepted down here at the 20-yard line. They're trying to take it down to the far sideline to a Morgan Karloff. That ball is picked off there by Seward down there. And now the Jays have got the ball with 3 minutes and 4 seconds to play. So it'll be Seward taking possession of the ball. Hastings with a shot down the right sideline as Johnson throws the interception. Looking for Karloff. I think that was Ben Klinke back there for Seward who got the interception for the Jays.
Well, and just an ill-advised pass there by Johnson, just trying to get it downfield and lofting, putting a lot of air underneath the football, and it'll give Klinke time to readjust and get over there and make a nice interception down at the 20-yard line. So the Jays take over. First turnover of the night.
Wolverton is going to hand the ball away. An inside handoff again goes to Majerus. He finds a seam across the 20, 25, out to close to the 30-yard line. So Majerus takes the ball out to close to the first down stakes. And the stop there for the Hastings High Tigers was number 32, Jacob Steiner, who's into the ball game now. Steiner, a 5'8", 180-pound senior. That's a first down. That's another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down here for the Seward Blue Jays.
Sixth first down of the night for Seward. One guy we haven't seen a lot of, Chance Stevenson, talked about him in the pregame show. He's only got 2 carries tonight for 2 yards, and he'll get the call here.
All right, Wolverton to Chance Stevenson, trying to use his speed to get outside. He's hitting down. He goes. Not giving up the corner there was Philip Pedroza. Pedroza's had a pretty good first half here defensively for Hastings High. Stevenson trying to get outside. He's drug down there. That was a loss of about 3 yards in the play. That was Pedroza over there. Both Pedroza and Minky were there, 35 and 25 respectively. It's now second down at about, 13, 14 yards to go. We'll give him a loss of 4 yards as the ball is pushed back here to the 28-yard line. 2 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Wolverton stands in the pistol set. Wolverton grabs the ball, looks right, now left, scrambles. He's in trouble. Wolverton now coming to the near sideline, holding. Now throws the ball downfield. It's caught at the 50-yard line, down the sideline, 45-40, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown. They get the ball to Cale Wagner right into the center of the field. That goes 72 yards for a touchdown. Wagner takes it to the bank for the Seward Blue Jays and is now a 20-0 ball game.
Second reception of the night for Wagner, and he's over 100 yards of receiving. That one takes up 72 yards of real estate here at Lloyd Wilson Field. And, boy, Wolverton bought all kinds of time as Wagner come across right at that red H. Received the football. Wolverton had all kinds of time. He could have run the football and got it near midfield, but he elects to throw it downfield. And then Wagner just with his speed was able to get down the near sidelines and take it in from 72 yards out. Now Seward has extended their lead. Now it is 20-0, PAT pending.
Jake Newburn back into the ball game. The ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick looks like it's going to be good, but got a penalty flag down. The point after touchdown is going to be good, but the penalty flag comes down. I think it's going to go against the Tigers. That's going to be the case, so I'm sure they won't take the point off of the board here, but they're talking with the special teams captain over there. 1:47 to play. Just a tough break. A breakdown on the Tigers' defense. 72 yards for the score there as Wolverton goes to Cale Wagner, who takes it to the bank and scores. We're going to have a penalty here against the Hastings High Tigers. It's going to be illegal participation. And the penalty is going to be assessed on the kickoff. So the point after touchdown is good. 1:47 to play in quarter number two. The score is Seward 21, Hastings High nothing.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a summer checkup. Summer driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the hot summer driving conditions. Tice Auto Care can check your hoses, brakes, fluids, and air conditioning so you're prepared for your vacation or just everyday driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your summer vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
1230 KHAS.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. Sutton Mustangs, the runner-up in Class C2 a year ago. They're off and rolling here under head coach Steve Raymer. They're in the second quarter. Sutton is out on top of Tri-County by a score of 33-0. Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings.
Sutton Mustangs going to be a dangerous team back looking to avenge that state championship loss. Cole Wiseman, the starting quarterback, back. Noah Johnson back. A lot of returning weapons for Sutton coming back this season. As the kick goes into the end zone, Boy, Keith Wolverton, it's the Keith Wolverton show so far here tonight. Wolverton, 6 of 7 passing, 158 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 from 16, that one last one from 72 yards. They rushed the football for 59 yards, 6 first downs. Boy, Hastings High struggling at best, 14 yards of total offense on the ground, 20 through the air, and 1 interception. We'll check the quarterback situation. That's going to be, I believe we got, is that Gage Davis?
Let's see. We're going to have no Valentine's out there.
Oh, it is. Okay, yeah.
Valentine is out there, so Braden is back in there. Johnson threw the last interception for the Tigers. First down and 10 from the 20-yard line. Valentine's going to hand the ball away, and that's going to be snuffed out immediately. They go to Minky inside. Brandon Minky, 145-pound senior, trying to take it between the tackles there. As the Tigers continue to struggle on offense, Adam Holtorf again, and it'll stop the 255-pound nose guard there for the Seward Blue Jays. Loss of a yard in the play. Second down and 11 yards to go. The ball is pushed back here to the 19-yard line. Hastings working from our right to our left, south to north. You're in quarter number two here tonight. Valentine again, low snap, throws it to the far side. It's going to be caught out there, but not much there. It's a completed pass as you get it to a Morgan Karloff, but Karloff is immediately going to be drugged down. Just as he gets it back to the line of scrimmage, maybe he picks up 1 yard in the play. Back to the original spot. We'll give him third down and 10 yards to go. And now I think Seward wants to call a timeout here. Yeah, Seward wants to preserve some time here. Timeout brought to you by Hess Auto Body Shop. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a paint job or an auto repair, see Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body Shop of Hastings. We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. So Seward scores on their opening drive here tonight, but the Tigers down immediately 7-0. They have added a couple of more scores. The Seward Blue Jays now lead the Hastings High Tigers by the score of 21-0. 56 seconds to play here in the second quarter from the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. Brady Valentine stays in there. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. There's a quick pass across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get it to Karloff. The ball was delivered low there by Valentine. So it's going to bring up a third down and 10 situation now. Third down and 10 yards to go. Tanner Johnson is back in there now. As head coach Eric Emerson continues to shuffle the quarterbacks, Eric Emerson going with Tanner Johnson on that play. And now it's going to bring up a, should be fourth down. Should be fourth down and 9 yards to go. And Hastings High will have to punt the football away again. So Minky drops back deep. I think we got a new snapper in there as well for Hastings High. Looks like Tyler Musgrave is going to try his luck here. Most of these snaps have been low. Musgrave, same result. Minky's going to get the ball away, and it's going to be blocked. It's going to be blocked, and it's going to be recovered at the 1 yard line and then out of bounds. So a low snap there again. Minky picks it off the turf, and they were getting close, Jimmy, and that time they got to it. The ball is blocked. It goes out of bounds inside the 1 yard line. Adam Holtorf is the guy who got there for the Blue Jays, and now Seward with a golden opportunity here. 45 seconds to play in the second quarter. They've got the ball at the Hastings High 1 yard line.
Tigers having all kinds of troubles on their special teams, and the snaps tonight have been sloppy. That one there, again, the injury to Alex Panganiban. Spelled him onto the sidelines with the cramp, so Tyler Musgrave comes in. It was another low snap, and boy, they've been trying to hold out Holtorf, 6'5", 255 all night long, and he was able to get through there and block the punt, and now we got the officials.
Yeah, they're huddling out here at about the 17-yard line. They were down around the one where the ball went out of bounds over there. Now the officials coming over here. We're going to have a safety called. All right, we're going to have a safety called.
That is a safety.
So a safety is going to be called on a blocked punt. That will give. That's probably a blessing in disguise there because Seward had it inside the 1 yard line if that was not a safety.
Yeah, and Holtorf jumped on top of the football right about the goal line, then slid on in, and then another Blue Jay came over there, tried to pick it up, and it went out of his hands right around the pylon there. And fortunate for the Tigers. They just get a two-run shot, give up two instead of six, because that would have been a sure six the way Seward has been moving the football up and down the field all night.
So now increases the score now to 23-0 in favor of the Seward Blue Jays. Come over and explain the call there to Eric Emerson. He seems to be satisfied. Now Hastings will have to kick the ball away here on the safety. So three touchdowns and a safety. The Tigers have fallen behind by a score of 23-0 here in the first quarter of the Seward Blue Jays. And now Hastings will elect to kick the ball away here. And kicking the ball off from the 20-yard line for Hastings High is going to be Philip Pedroza. Seward might have a chance to maybe put some more points on the scoreboard here in the second quarter. A couple of men back deep there for Seward. Adam Kaler drops back deep. Also, Kale Wagner, who scored the touchdown on the previous play. There's a kick. It's going to come down to Wagner at about the 30-yard line. Back in the center of the field. He's already back to the 40, 45, 50. Still on his feet. He brings it to the Tiger 48-yard line. Wagner brings the ball back to the Tiger 48-yard line. We got 36.8 seconds to play. Coming up at halftime tonight, we're going to check in with the editor of Huskerland Prep Report, Bob Jensen. He's going to join us, talk over the high school football scene as we start another season here. Bob Jensen will join us at halftime on the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show. 23-0 is the score here. Hastings High trailing the Seward Blue Jays in game number one of the 2013 season. Back out there is going to be Wolverton for the Seward Blue Jays. He's got wide receivers all over the place, and now we got penalty flags down. Tell you what, the officials, they're not having any problems throwing their flags here in game number one. There's going to be an offside call against Seward, so they come up to the line of scrimmage. They line up offsides. Seward has got four penalties so far. Hastings High has got six. So they've had 10 penalties here in the first two quarters.
You usually see that first game out of the chute, a lot of sloppy play, and that is what we have seen tonight. As Seward will be pushed back in their own territory down to the 47-yard line. 36.8 seconds left to go. Wolverton has been able to do it through the air this evening. We'll see what happens. Four receivers out for Seward.
One lone setback. That's Chance Stevenson. There's the snap. Wolverton has got the ball. He's being chased. Comes to the near sideline. Holds it. Winds up. Throws the ball downfield. A jump ball down here. That's going to be picked off. Did he hang on to it? Yes, he did. It is thrown up there. Or did he catch it? That is caught there by Seward. That is caught there by Seward. That's Adam Kaler. Looked like Hastings had the interception, but Kaler out wrestles the defensive back. Back there was Minky for Hastings High. Kaler rips the ball out of his bread basket there. It's ruled a reception and a big play there for Seward. They take the ball down to the Tiger 10-yard line.
43 yards on the Hail Mary. And again, that was just a nice catch by the receiver.
Wolverton winds up again. He throws it into the end zone. It's going to be over the head of his intended receiver there. That was Adam Kaler. Now we got a penalty flag here on the near sideline. 17 seconds to play now in the second quarter. Seward trying to tack on one more touchdown.
When we go back to that play, Kaler only 5'11", and back on coverage back there was Tanner Johnson, one of the guys. He's 6'2". I thought Johnson was going to be able to knock that football down or come up with the interception. Pedroza back there as well for the Tigers. But again, Kaler doing a great job concentrating on the football and brings it down. And Seward's going to be flagged for their fifth penalty. So we've seen a lot of laundry on the turf here at Lloyd Wilson Field. 17 seconds left to go here till half. The Jays with the ball at the Tiger 16.
That's an illegal motion call on Seward, so it brings the ball back here to about the 16-yard line. Wolverton stands in the pistol, grabs the ball. He's got time, throws it. It's going to be caught down here at the 5-yard line. Moves it down to about the 4. That goes to Thomas Caton. I check that. It's going to be a new guy in there. It's going to be Clinton Bialas who grabs the ball, number 13. Bialas lined up as a wide receiver to the far side. Good pickup on the play, and now we got a timeout called again. A Hess Auto Body timeout. We'll take a break. Just seconds to go here in the second quarter. It's now Seward 23, Hastings High nothing.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, 8.2 seconds to play here in the second quarter. So on a Hail Mary pass, of 40 yards plus. And all of a sudden, you've got Seward looking for more points here after they blocked the Hastings high punt.
Boy, and Hastings just ill afford to give up any more points. Already trailing 23-0. The offense struggling at best. And Wolverton's got the troops up to the line of scrimmage. They got the ball at the 4-yard line with 8.2 seconds left to go here.
All right, Wolverton will look over the Tiger defense. Chance Stevenson will be in the backfield. Remember, 8 seconds to go. Wolverton has got the ball. Looks left, now right, throws it. It's going to be caught and incomplete. He drops the ball down right about the goal line. Still another chance at a play here. We still got 4.7 seconds to play. The intended receiver was number 19, Ben Klinke. So now it's third down. Third down and about 2 yards to go for the first down. But we got 4 yards to go for the touchdown. Looks like Seward has got one timeout left here in this first half of play. Now we're going to try a field goal attempt. This one will be a 20-yard field goal attempt by Jake Newburn. Ball is on the far side hash mark. Ball is down. The kick is up. Certainly long enough, and this one is good. So they tack on a 20-yard field goal here at the end of the second quarter. So 0.6 seconds remaining in the first half. We'll take another break with a score. Seward 26, Hastings High nothing.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Mike
Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Boy, new head coach Eric Emerson is going to be wishing he was on his deck with his feet up on the patio table. 26-0, Seward has got the lead.
Well, he was brought in late with the departure of Rick Rebarger, which I see the old ball coach here. He's down on the sidelines, down in front of the student section, doing his duties, watching over the kids. But, yeah, Eric Emerson, just a tough start to the season, a new revamped offense. They have done nothing offensively and defense. They cannot figure out a way to stop this Seward offense.
All right, Newburn is going to kick off here. He's just going to bounce it down along the ground. The Tigers are trying to field it. They will. They pick it up at the 35-yard line, bring it outside the numbers to the 40, to the 43, to the 44, and time is going to run out right there as the brawl was brought back by Wyatt Davis. So in all, Seward dominated first half of play here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field tonight. We're at halftime. The score is Seward 26. The Hastings High Tigers nothing. We'll be back with the Tice Auto Care halftime show right after this.
When it comes to harvest equipment tires, the most trusted name in the field is CPI Mr. Tire. Combine tires are 1350 cash and carry for size 24.5x32 12 ply. The Superfleet truck tire is as low as 167 cash and carry for size 8.25x20. And if trouble stops you in the field, there are 12 tire units to serve you at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back at halftime, our season opener in high school football here tonight. 26-0 is the score. The Seward Blue Jays out on top of the Hastings High Tigers here tonight. Our halftime show is brought to you by Tice Auto Care, your full-service total car care service center. Everything from tune-ups to complete overhauls, Tice Auto Care can do it all. With over 38 years in business, you can trust Mike and the pros at Tice Auto Care at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings. Check the scoring in the first half of play. Seward got started their first drive of the season. They go 8 plays, 61 yards as they take it right down the field against the Tiger defense. They get a 16-yard touchdown pass from Keith Wolverton to Ben Klinke. The point after touchdown was good. It was 7 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the first quarter. Seward had a 7-0 lead over Hastings. Took it into the second quarter when Seward again got a 30-yard touchdown run from Keith Wolverton. The point after touchdown was good. That came with 10:55 to play in the second quarter. Made it 14-0. Then Seward got a 72-yard touchdown pass. Keith Wolverton to Cale Wagner. Point after touchdown again was good. They made the score 21-0. Seward then blocks a punt. They get a safety to increase the lead to 23-0. And then right before halftime, 6/10 of a second remaining in the second quarter, they get a 20-yard field goal from Jake Newburn to make the score 26-0. And Seward has dominated the first two quarters of play.
Well, it's not been the start to a coaching career that Eric Emerson, I'm sure, that was looking for. His troops are struggling at best on the offensive side of things, as you'll hear in just a few minutes. But again, the defense not able to find any answers in stopping Keith Wolverton and this Seward Blue Jay offense. Your halftime stats brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island. Find him on the web at DinsdaleAuto.com. For the Blue Jays in the first half, Keith Wolverton, again, we've talked about him all night, having a huge night throwing the football. He's 8 of 10 in that first half for 212 yards, two touchdowns. Those touchdowns coming from 72 and 16 yards, respectively. Rushing the football tonight, the Blue Jays only 16 carries, 59 yards. So 271 of total offense for Seward in that first half, seven first downs. Leading the way, receiving the football, is Cale Wagner, the 5'10", 160 junior, 109 yards on just two catches, but he has one touchdown, and that was from the one for from 72 yards out. Seward with seven first downs in that first half. Another guy, Chance Stevenson, only a couple carries tonight. Tigers have done a good job with him. A gain of three and a loss of three, so no yards for Stevenson on two carries. On the side of Hastings High, they've had a couple of quarterbacks. It's been Braden Valentine and also Tanner Johnson in there combining for 5 of 8 passing, only 22 yards in the ball game. One interception, that it goes on the arm of Tanner Johnson there in the second quarter. The Tigers with 19 carries offensively, only 13 yards, 35 yards of total offense on 4 first downs for Hastings High in that first half. We look at the leading receiver in the game as Sam Reimer, just one reception, and that good for 10 yards that very early into the ball game. And leading the way, rushing the football, is the little guy in Cody Hoffa. He has 6 carries and 27 yards. Derek Fast, by the way, just 7 carries tonight, only 3 yards. He's been handed the football in a lot of tough situations. The Seward defense has already swarmed around Fast, and they've been able to bring him down, keep him in check all night long. But again, the Tigers struggling offensively. They have no answers defensively. A coach's nightmare in the locker room at halftime, trailing 26-0. Your halftime stats brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island. You can find him on the web at DinsdaleAuto.com.
We've got the editor of the Huskerland Prep Report, Bob Jensen, standing by. Going to talk some high school football here at halftime on the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show. We'll take a break and check in with Bob Jensen as we continue on 1230 KJS.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a summer checkup. Summer driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the hot summer driving conditions. Tice Auto Care can check your hoses, brakes, fluids, and air conditioning so you're prepared for your vacation or just everyday driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your summer vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
And we're back on the Tice Auto Care halftime show here tonight. Going to spend a couple of minutes with the guru of the Huskerland Prep Report. That's Bob Jensen. Good evening, Bob.
Hey there, Mike. Well, it's good to be on with you. Thanks a lot for having me on.
I'll tell you what, it's good to have high school football back out there again, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, let's stop talking and let's start playing. I'm all for that.
Tell you what, let's talk about the three Hastings schools first. Hastings High, Adams Central, and Hastings Saints, as they would expect for 2013.
Well, I guess starting with Hastings High, the most obvious thing is the change of leadership with Eric Emerson as the new head coach. Eric's going to no doubt bring a different perspective, a different kind of energy maybe to the position. The good thing that Eric's got going for him, probably the best thing that Eric's got going for him, is his familiarity with the program, being former assistant and all that. Right now, Hastings is a little shorthanded. There are some holes to fill, and it's going to take some time to make things happen. But I'm sure it'll be one of those deals where Hastings has got a chance to be competitive in a lot of their games this year. It's just with Hastings, it always seems like maybe when it comes to the offensive side of the ball, trying to be more dynamic, and hopefully Eric and his staff will be able to shake some things loose there. As far as Adams Central goes, I am sure the Adams Central faithful are tired of getting to the semifinals. It's just been one of those deals where they've knocked on the door and knocked on the door and knocked on the door and not been able to get to a state final. But Bill Carlin obviously is a really good coach. He's got an outstanding program. Buzz Niederklein is going to prove to be one of the best players in the class. And I, you know, Adams Central will be one of those programs that wins a couple playoff games. We have him in the top four in the preseason. And as far as St. Cecilia goes, you got one of the grandmasters in the coaching game, Carl Tesmer, won his 300th game last year. Actually, he was on the cover of our preview magazine along with two other coaches, Jeff Beller of Norfolk Catholic and Mark Wortman of Elkhorn, and all of them won their 300th game last year. Carl's going to have a real nice line. I think that last year, you know, people looked at St. Cecilia, and I know the expectations were always really high there, but the thing is they got beat by some good teams. And I don't see any reason that St. Cecilia won't be one of those teams that not only makes the playoffs, I think that's pretty much a given, but could advance a ways.
A couple of area teams in Class D2 we're always concerned about, Bob, and that's Giltner, which you got him preseason ranked number one in your poll, and also Kennesaw's up there.
Well, yeah, Mike, as far as Giltner goes, I'll be honest, D2, and I'm going to sound a little bit like a coach here, D2's just kind of got that wide-open field. There is no dominant team, or at least on paper, at least knowing what you know or think you know, there is no dominant team. Giltner's program has just been running so hot since Jeff Ashby took over that I guess it's a matter of respect for the program as much as anything, because really there's only two starters back for Giltner, but it's going to be a fast team, and Giltner's used to winning, and they're going to do a lot of it. And as far as Kennesaw goes, Kennesaw suffered two really big blows during the summer, losing Preston Snitzler to a torn ACL, and losing Michael Duffy, who, like Preston, was going to be a preseason All-Stater in Huskerland. He's elected not to play his senior year, to focus his efforts elsewhere, and those are two devastating blows. The good news is that Austin Snitzler is back, healthy, and ready to go. That's going to be a big deal. This is a program that's used to winning. Coach Craig Snitzler has done a great job, and you know Kennesaw is a top 10 team in D2. It's just they are no doubt going to take a step back from what I think could have been simply by losing those two players.
Yeah, one of the team from the area in the top 10, and that's Lawrence Nelson in there.
Yeah, Lawrence Nelson. You know, Lawrence Nelson, tremendous tradition, not just together but independently. Those two towns have produced a lot of great football teams over the years, and I don't know that this is going to be a great team, but I think it's got a chance to be a very good team. Now, I spoke with our friend Corey Cupsa down at Superior Radio the other day, who told me a story that I didn't really want to hear, and that is that Chase Ehlers, their preseason All-Stater, won't play this year. He had some surgery done on a knee, and he won't play. That leaves a huge hole. But while that is going to hurt a lot, Lawrence Nelson's got a lot of other talented kids. They've got a Mankey kid that's a junior that's going to be an All-State caliber running back. They've got a lot of other experience, a Schroer kid playing quarterback. They're going to be good, but, man, again, really hurt by injury. And the thing is, Lawrence Nelson's in that stacked district with Kennesaw, Shelton, them, and a really good team out at Amherst, who is got a chance to maybe be a surprise team this year.
We're talking with Bob Jensen on the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show here tonight, the Huskerland Prep Report. We move into Class C2, some exciting things happening there with Sutton, with Donovan Trumbull. This is going to be tough, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, man, that was, I tell you what, game of the year, and there's plenty of good football played. It might have been Donovan and Sutton the first time around. I mean, the two teams put up like 900 yards of total offense, and high school teams seldom have the amount of star power that what Donovan Trumbull has. I mean, the idea that, you know, Riley Wilt following the quarterback, he comes back, he threw for 2,300 yards last year, threw something like 30 touchdown passes with three interceptions, and then Jordan Slowa is back at running back, and he ran for 2,200 yards. And, I mean, that offense is just a killer. As far as Sutton goes, Cole Wiseman last year, he just came out of nowhere. He had just a sensational year. He's a great runner. He's a very good passer, although Sutton doesn't choose to pass very much. And with Trey Raymer in that backfield as well, Noah Johnson's a kid that ran for 600 yards last year. Sutton's got to find some linemen, but if they can find some linemen to turn those people loose, they're going to be also dynamic. Donovan's kind of in the same situation. They have this Eric Tobin in the line, but they also have some holes to fill. But the thing is, we ranked Aquinas first in the preseason. Mike, I got to tell you that right now, it's Donovan Trumbull is the team that could win this state championship. The Aquinas deal, you know, Aquinas great on defense, a lot of tradition, back-to-back state championships, but This could be an even better year for Donovan than it was last year.
Should be a great year, isn't it, Bob?
Oh yeah, there's just we just touched on some of it. There's a lot of kids out there that have worked awful hard for a long time to get their shot, and for every Riley Wiltfong in the world out there that's made headlines and everything, there's a whole bunch of kids out there that are going to get their shot for the first time this year. That's the great thing about when a new season starts.
All right, buddy. We'll be checking in with you throughout the year, all right?
You bet, Mike. Always good to talk to you. Thanks a lot.
All right, that's Bob Jensen from the Huskerland Prep Report. We'll come back and get more of the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show right after this.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
For the latest in Hastings College Bronco athletics, attend Bronco Talks, held on the first Tuesday of each month at Valentino's in Hastings at noon. Bronco Talks provide you an opportunity to get the inside scoop on your favorite Bronco teams. For more information, visit HastingsBroncos.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field 26-0. The Seward Blue Jays out on top of the Hastings High Tigers here tonight. Again, a big half so far for the quarterback for Seward and Keith Wolverson. That thing started with a 16-yard touchdown pass in the first quarter. He then ran 30 yards in the second quarter and threw a 72-yard touchdown pass. Also in the second quarter of play, a safety in there, a field goal is in there. 26-0 in favor of the Seward Blue Jays. Here in this first half of play, the Tigers so far with only 35 yards of total offense in the first two quarters. Get to this scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. We've got Lincoln Pius out on top of Lincoln Pius. Actually, Kearney has got the lead now. Or check that. It's Lincoln Pius with the lead over Kearney. It's 7-6. They're in the second quarter of play. Seward again leading Hastings High by a score of 26-0. It is Gehring leading Holdridge by the score of 6-0. They're at halftime. A big one tonight in Class B. Aurora is out on top of the McCook Bison by a score of 15-0. At halftime, it is Sydney leading Grand Island Northwest by the score of 22-14. The Tigers will see Grand Island Northwest next Friday night. Scotts Bluff is out on top of Lexington. They're in the second quarter. It's 9-0 there. The Sutton Mustangs, they have hit the ground running, and it's the Mustangs out on top of Tri-County, 44-0. They are in the second quarter of play. Lawrence Nelson is leading Meridian by the score of 6-2 at halftime. And it's Kennesaw out on top of Pleasanton. The score is 14-0. Elwood is leading Medicine Valley there in the second quarter of play by the score of 14-6. Your scores this year brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. So 26-0 is the score. The Tigers have not done anything offensively. Their defense has given up some big plays, but I think you just kind of start this thing over and try to build some momentum here in game number one and maybe look forward to next week, huh?
But yeah, it's just Hastings having all kinds of tough. I was just counting up here. 9 offensive plays have gone for minus yardage tonight for Hastings. Just the blocking up front has not been there very good. Valentine and Johnson, neither one have been able to really have a lot of time to throw. They're coming to the line of scrimmage very quick. That's something new that we didn't see last year. That power running game that the old ball coach put on the field last year has really changed. But they've got to have some blocking and get some of their skill players out into the open. But Seward has done a good job. They are a big, big front. And Adam Holtorf, one of the big guys, 6'5", 255. We'll see him again next year. He's just a junior. He is raising Cain in that Tiger backfield. So I think you're right, though. As the first halftime speech for Eric Emerson, I think he just wipe it off. Pretend it's a nothing, a start of a new ball game. Try to get something built in the second half, because as the season goes along for this Hastings High football team, things don't get any easier, and Grand Island Northwest is a much-improved ball club from a year ago, and it's going to be a tough season for the Tigers and new head coach Eric Emerson, but they got to focus here on the last two quarters of this ball game.
Brandon Minkey drops back deep. Brock Dreher will drop back there as well, as the Tigers will move from our right to our left here in quarter number three. That's south to north here as we get ready for the second half kickoff. You've been listening to the Tice Auto Care halftime show here tonight. As the ball falls off the tee, it wasn't blown off because the flags are limp down here in the end zone. The ball just kind of falls off the tee there, and they'll reset it as Jake Newburn gets the pig set up here at the 40-yard line. 26-0 again. Seward has got the lead over Hastings High. Newburn has got the pig teed up. He's waiting for the whistle. He's got it, and now runs up, boots the thing away. End-over-end kick is going to come down at about the 5-yard line. Minkey back to the 10, 15 to the 20. Slips the tackler at the 23 to the 24, and down he goes. So Brandon Minkey brings the ball back to the 24-yard line, and that's where the Tigers will start. We'll see the quarterback situation here. We have seen Valentine. We have seen Johnson. We see Tanner Johnson coming out here on this series. Tanner was taking most of the snaps for the Hastings High Tigers in the offensive side, the number one unit earlier in the season, and got hurt during camp, and that's when Braden Valentine took over and did not give up the number one spot. Valentine got the start here tonight for Hastings High, but now Johnson is back in there on first down and 10 from the 25-yard line as Johnson's going to hand the ball away, and that's going to go to Fast, and Fast does not go anywhere too fast as he's brought down into play at the 23-yard line, a loss of 2 yards.
Well, and again, Hastings, we've seen this in the first half. Things are developing. This is a run-and-gun offense, so to speak, and they're just having a tough time getting things to develop. It's taken too long for the quarterback exchange to the running back. Fast got the football, but had 3 white jerseys all over top of him. A loss of 3, going to bring up a second long here for the Tigers.
Johnson throws it to the far side. It's caught by Minkey. Brings it across the 25, still on his feet to the 30, 35, 40, almost out to the 40-yard line. He's run out of bounds over there. So a quick little pass out to the playmaker on the outside. That was Brandon Minkey. Tell you what, he's got some good speed. Shook a couple of tacklers there right at the initial line of scrimmage, and he takes it down the sideline. That's enough for a first down there for the Hastings High Tigers. A Hess Auto Body Shop first down.
First down number 5 for the Tigers. Longest play from scrimmage. That one goes for 13 yards. A positive, and the ball out to the 37-yard line.
All right, the Tigers on the far side hash mark. And here's a handoff on a counter play to Fast. He breaks it outside to the 40, 45 to the 50, inside Seward territory, down to the 49-yard line. So Derek Fast on a little counter play to the wide side of the field, finds a little seam. They're going to mark the football on the Hastings side of the 50, but that's enough for another Hess Auto Body Shop first down as they bring the ball out to the 49-yard line. Back-to-back first downs here for the Tigers.
Gain of 12, 9 carries and 12 yards for Fast. He can get the job done. They just got to get him some room.
Johnson, again, fakes the ball. Now he wants to run it himself. He spins it a 50-yard line, and down he goes at about the 49 of Seward. Johnson trying to take the ball out to the numbers. He spins right at the 50-yard line. He falls forward to about the 49. That's Wolverton into the stop there for the Seward Blue Jays. We'll give him a pickup of 2 yards in a play. They move it from the Tiger 49 down to the Blue Jay 49-yard line. Second down and 8 yards to go. Just underway here in the second half. The Hastings High Tigers trailing Seward by the score of 26-0. Tanner Johnson stands now in the backfield with wide receivers to either side of him now. That's Minkey going in motion to the far side. They're going to swing the ball out to him. Minkey grabs the ball at the 49. He gets it to the 50-yard line. He fumbles the football down there at the 47-yard line. And it's going to be recovered by Seward. So a turnover there on Hastings' side. The ball was fumbled by Minky. Keith Wolverton, number two, picks it up there for the Seward Blue Jays. A second turnover on the Hastings side Tigers. And now Seward has got the ball back here in quarter number three.
Minky just come in motion, started on the left side of the offensive line, and faded over to the right side. Johnson just flared the pass out to him, and then contact was made from Wolverton. And again, you can ill afford to have mistakes when your offense is struggling. That is the second turnover for the Tigers tonight. One interception, that a fumble, and now the Jays have the football at their own 47. 10 minutes left to go here in the third quarter.
They're going to hand the ball away. That's going to be an inside handoff as they bring the ball to about the 50-yard line. A pickup of 3 yards in a play. And the ball game now for Seward. There's going to be Quaddy Breeze. Breeze, a 5'9", 190-pound junior there for the Seward Blue Jays. And now we've got a timeout. We've got an injury down there for the Hastings side Tigers. Maybe another cramp down there right at the 50-yard line. We've got a timeout brought to you by Hess Auto Body Shop. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a paint job or an auto repair, see Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body Shop of Hastings. We'll be back right after this.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
How about another scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. Lincoln Pius out on top of Kearney now. They're at halftime. The score is 10-6. York is leading second-ranked Norris there at halftime by a score of 14-9. There's Aurora leading McCook 15-0. They're at halftime. Sydney 22, Grand Island Northwest. They're at halftime, 22-14, with Sydney with a lead over Northwest. Sutton all over Tri County by the score of 52-0. Kennesaw is leading Pleasanton by the score of 14-6. That's a scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct. They're located at South Burlington and Hastings.
Injured player there, Alex Panganiban, again experienced some cramps. He's down on the sidelines now, but he was the one that was having them the first half. Once you get them, they're kind of tough to get rid of. But Seward comes to the line of scrimmage, second down to 7 here, ball at midfield.
Wolverton's going to run it himself across the 50-yard line inside Tiger territory, 45, taking some Tigers with him. Two penalty flags go down as Wolverton goes down at about the 40-yard line. So Keith Wolverton on a quarterback keeper takes the ball down to the 40. That would be a first down there for the Seward Blue Jays if it holds up here. Two penalty flags are down. We're at 9:27 to play in the third quarter, 26-0. In favor of the Seward Blue Jays, we've got a personal foul called here on the Tigers. It's going to be a face mask call on Hastings. So that will give the Seward Blue Jays the first down, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. So another first down, another penalty on the Hastings side Tigers. That's going to be penalty number 9 for Hastings here in this ball game. That moves the ball down to the 25-yard line of the Tigers. First down and 10 for the Blue Jays.
Just silly mistakes. When you're struggling offensively, the Tigers are struggling defensively, and then just mistakes, and you can ill afford to have them. The football now inside the 25-yard line. Seward looking to add to this 26-0 lead.
Wolverton is going to hand the ball away. The Tiger defense right there, that's going to be no gain in the play. Wolverton, that little read option inside, they hand the ball away that time. The Tigers had a stuff right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. It's going to bring up a second down and 10 situation. And now we got another injury down there. I think this is going to be the case where we're going to see several players cramping up here in the second half of play just because of the heat and just the conditions that we had to play in tonight. That's the case as the training staff on the far sideline comes out to work on another injured player down there for the Seward Blue Jays. We'll take a timeout with 9:04 to play in the third quarter. It's now Seward 26, the Hastings High Tigers nothing.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
Well, whether you're looking to improve your existing home or to build a brand new home, you can always count on the Measurement Gang at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware of Holstein. For all of your lumber and hardware needs, helpful advice at a Square Deal every time. You can talk to Gene or a good friend Colby down there at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware of Holstein today. So some cramping problems out there now. We've had a couple for Hastings High. Now we've got our first one here from the Seward Blue Jays, and getting up is going to be Seth Majerus. He's one of the running backs for the Jays. He hobbles off of the field here. We got second down and 10 yards to go from the 25-yard line.
We've seen that most generally every year, first couple of nights, always very, very warm, and the players experience cramps. Good thing we got here to the facility early. We stretched out. We did our duty. No cramping up here in the press box so far.
We got the air conditioner on, that's why.
Yeah.
All right, here's Wolverton again, rolls to his right, holds it, now throws it. The ball is going to be caught down here at the 15-yard line. That's going to be close to a first down. They get it over here on a quick pass. That's going to be Adam Kaler. Adam Kaler on the reception. Tackle is made in there by Brock Dreher, the Hastings High Tigers. Going to be just shy of a first down, though. Third down and about a yard to go, maybe a little less than a yard to go. They're sitting at the Hastings High Tiger 15-yard line, already 26-0. It's Seward down on top. Wide receiver splits out to the left side of the formation. That's Wagner. He had a touchdown pass in the first half of play. Wide receiver splits out to the right side. That is Klinke. Wolverton under center for the first time here tonight. Backs in the I formation. They fumble the snap, but Wolverton picks her up. He's going to have the first down as he moves it across the 15 down to the 13-yard line. Tanner Johnson in the stop there for the Hastings High Tigers. So Wolverton fumbles the snap. Boy, everything going right now for the Seward Blue Jays. Wolverton fumbles the snap, and he picks it up and just finds enough push there as he takes the ball down to the 12-yard line. Another first down brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. We're down to the 12-yard line of Hastings, and Seward again is marching toward touchdown door here.
First down, number 10, and it doesn't hurt to go in behind that offensive line. 240, 255, 230, and 220, respectively. A big, big line for the Jays.
From the 12-yard line of Hastings High, here's a handoff again, squirting through there. It's across the 10-yard line down to about the 9, carrying the ball there for Seward. There's going to be a Breeze. Quaddy Breeze in there now, running for the Jays as he moves the ball down to about the 9-yard line. Pickup of 3 yards in the play. We'll call it second down and 7 yards to go. Clock is running with 7:37 to play here in the third quarter. 26-0. The Seward Blue Jays out on top. These two teams went triple overtime last year in the affair we had up in Seward with the Tigers winning last year 48-41 in a thrilling ball game to start the 2012 season. Nothing like that here tonight. Two wide receivers to the left, two to the right side. Wolverton grabs the ball. He's going to run it himself. 10-yard line. He's at the 5-yard line, and down he goes. Wolverton is down a couple of yards shy of a first down as he moves it down to about the 5-yard line. Quarterback keeper around the left end. Now Seward will be looking at a third down situation here. Third down is still about 3 yards to go. Jay's moving from our left to our right here in quarter number three.
12 carries now, 47 yards for Wolverton. Wolverton, a good product. We remember seeing him last year down in Seward, senior this year. 6'3", 190 pounds, and he does a great job running that offense for new head coach.
Jamie Offner
is you've tore part of the roster. That's all right.
Wolverton again, play action pass. He holds it, throws it into the end zone. The ball is going to be tipped, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Johnson. He brings it out of the end zone, but that's going to be a touchback. He rockets a pass back into the tail end of the end zone there. It goes ricocheting off the intended receiver. The intended receiver there was a Cale Wagner. The ball was tipped, and it's picked off by Johnson. That's going to be a toucher, not a touchback, but Hastings High will bring it out here at the 20-yard line.
Actually thought that should have probably been caught by Wagner, but again, great arm strength by Wolverton as he rifled that football in there, and the ball just goes popping into the air. And Johnson with the interception. So now 3 turnovers on the night, 2 for the Tigers, 1 for the Jays. The Tigers dodge a bullet, and they bring the ball out to the 20-yard line. 6:25 left to go here in quarter number 3, and it'll be Valentine in there to operate the offense for Eric Emerson.
All right, so Valentine comes out. 6:25 to play here in the third quarter, still 26-0. So the Tigers dodge a bullet there as Johnson picks off the pass here in this third period. And now we got Valentine in there at quarterback. Empty backfield here as Valentine grabs the ball. One step back. He throws it across the middle of his cot. 25-yard line out to the 30. Fighting forward out to the 33-yard line. That's going to be a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as Karloff fighting his way out to the 33-yard line. A pickup of 13 yards. A little quick pass from Valentine to Karloff, and that's a first down.
First down number 7, and a great job by Karloff. He had 3 and 4 J's draped all over top of him. Karloff only 6'1", 180 pounds, but great leg strength. Kept them legs moving and picked up a first down out to the 34-yard line. First and 10, 5:54 left to go here in the third.
All right, Valentine waits for the snap. He's got it. He hands the ball away. That's going to be Fast with the ball. Fast brings it across the 35-yard line out to about the 36. So a short gain there for Derek Fast. The tackle is made in there by number 3, Reed Carroll of the Seward defense. The Tigers quickly up to the line of scrimmage as they go without a huddle here. Second down and about 7 yards to go. Football pushed down here to the 36-yard line. Wide receivers go left and right. Valentine waits on the snap. He's got it. Grabs the ball, throws it to the near side. It's going to be caught here by Reimer. Reimer at the 43, stumbles his way across the 45, out to the 46-yard line. Tackle is made by Scott Wolverton of the Seward defense. That's going to be a first down there, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. The Tigers have the ball at the 46 as they go with the quick offense here. Already up to the line of scrimmage as Valentine stands back here in the pistol set as he throws it to the near sideline again. It's going to be caught by Reimer. Reimer at the 50-yard line to the 49. So they're picking up yardage now, 4, 5, 6 yards at a crack here. That's the way this offense is designed. Nothing long, this 4-5 nickel and dime your defense, but you got to be efficient in doing this.
Well, they're on a roll now. They got a little momentum out to midfield. That's 3 catches now for Reimer for 26 yards.
Second down at about 4 yards to go, and now Seward is going to hop off sides. A hard count up there by Valentine. I think Seward jumped off sides. We'll see if Hastings I drew him off. Illegal procedure call against Hastings. Illegal procedure call here on the Hastings I Tigers. Another penalty on Hastings I. So instead of looking at a second down and 5 situation, we're looking at second down and 10 again. Second down and 10. Those are the type of penalties that can really kill a drive when you got something going. Tigers are trailing in the ballgame, though, 26-0. We're inside 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 4 wide receivers out this time. Valentine grabs the ball, flares it out here. That's going to be the Tigers catching the ball at the 45 to the 50, across the 45 and run out of bounds. That was not Minky. That was a Brock Dreher who's into the ball game now. Brock Dreher grabs the ball at a reception, and he's run out of bounds here on the near sideline. They're going to give him some yardage down to the Seward 46. So the Tigers picking up about 9 yards in the play. The quick pass here to Brock Dreher. It's now third down and a yard to go. Hastings High moving from our right to our left. Valentine in the backfield here, waiting on this snap. Fast is back there with him. They're going to hand the ball away to Derek Fast. Spins, takes the ball to about the 45, very close to a first down. Tigers going to be about a half a yard shy, I do believe. So now head coach Eric Emerson will have to make a decision here. It's going to bring up a 4th down and 1. Hastings High will go for it here. As Valentine is up under center. He's just going to go straight ahead on the play, and he's going to have enough for a first down. That's Tanner Johnson who came back in there. So Coach Emerson is switching quarterbacks here on the situation. Tanner Johnson picks up the first down. He's the bigger of the two. They only had about a yard to go, maybe a little less than a yard. So they pick up a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as they move the ball down there at the 44-yard line of the Seward Blue Jays. Here's Johnson again. He's going to take a shot down the right sideline, a jump ball down there. It's incomplete. The intended receiver was Zach Zimmerman for the Hastings High Tigers. Good coverage back there by the defensive secondary of Seward. Incomplete pass in his second down and 10. So Hastings High has taken a couple of shots here in the ballgame. They had one intercepted, and that one was knocked down.
Yeah, it was. And again, got on a little bit of a roll here. The quarterbacks combining for 6 of 7 passing so far here in this third quarter, 56 yards. But that one there, Zimmerman just kind of had to turn himself into a defensive back and play on the defensive to try to knock that football down so it wasn't picked off.
4 minutes to play here in quarter number 3. There's a pass across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Actually hit, I think, the defender in the head. That was a Ben Klinke. He was covering the receiver, cutting across the middle. And I think the pass actually hit Klinke right on the side of the head. But it's an incomplete pass. That's going to bring up a 3rd down and 10 situation. That's the way to use your head out there. So Klinke knocks the ball down. 3rd down and 10 yards to go. Hastings High with the ball to Seward 44-yard line. They're trailing in the game by a score of 26-0. Johnson stays in there at quarterback. 2 wide receivers out to the right side. Johnson wants to throw the ball. He does. On the near side is caught by Reimer. Nice catch here on the sideline. Takes the ball down to the Seward 32-yard line. Tell you what, Sam Reimer has looked good as a wide receiver, just a sophomore out there for the Hastings High Tigers. He grabs that one, another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down, and the Tigers on the move now here in quarter number three.
Four catches now for Reimer, 39 yards, and that one there, yeah, that ball was thrown just a little bit high, and Reimer doing a great job extending that 5-11 frame to get the football in a 13-yard gain.
Johnson again fakes the throw this time. Johnson's going to run it across the 30, takes it down to about the 26-yard line. So Johnson fakes the pass to the near side and then runs her up the gut. Tackle is finally made in there by number 17, Thomas Caton, for the Seward defense. Johnson picks up about 8 yards in the play as he moves the ball down to the 25-yard line. By far, this is the best drive of the night so far. Johnson's going to take another shot to Reimer. The pass is incomplete. They had double coverage on Sam Reimer, who's cutting for the post there in the center of the field. Ball was a knockdown, an incomplete pass, and it's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down and two for Hastings High. The football is at the 25-yard line of Seward.
Johnson just leads Reimer there just a little bit more. He kind of threw the football behind him a step or two, but he throws that football out there. Reimer with some good speed might have had a shot at that. 18th pass in the evening for Hastings High. He didn't see that at all for at least a couple games last year.
Here's Fast trying to get outside, and Fast is going to be brought down right at the line of scrimmage. No gain in the play as he tries to get outside. The tackle is made over there by Reed Carroll again for the Seward defense. Good job by Carroll not to giving up the corner. In fact, the loss of about a yard in the play. Now Hastings High will be looking at a fourth down situation here. Fourth down and three. Hastings will go for it. Trailing 26-0 here in the ball game. And there's, did Seward jump? I think so. Seward, I think, jumped off sides unless somebody on the offensive line moved there for Hastings High. There's the call. It's going to be an offsides call against Seward. That's going to give Hastings a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down.
That's a penalty number 7 on Seward and the 11th first down for Hastings High here. And the Tigers stay on the march. They were looking at a fourth down and about 4 yards. But they'll get the first. They spot the ball at the 21-yard line. 2:55 left to go here. And again, by far the best drive for the Tigers tonight.
Johnson again going to take a shot in the end zone. The ball is going to be tipped and it's going to be incomplete. Trying to take it down the far sideline. A couple of receivers out there for Hastings High. Morgan Karloff was there. Zach Zimmerman was there, which would lead me to believe that maybe somebody ran the wrong route. They had two receivers in about the same area there. An incomplete pass that stops the clock at the 2:49 mark of this third quarter. Hastings High looking at second down and 10 yards to go. Fast now going in motion to the far side. Johnson's going to hand the ball away. Not much there, and down he goes. Trying to skip outside there is going to be Brock Dreher for Hastings High. A loss of a couple of yards in the play. It's going to bring up third down and 12 yards to go. I don't think in the history of doing Hastings High football with Coach Rebarger that you had to pull out a second stat sheet for passing, but you're doing it here with the new offense and head coach Eric Emerson.
Yeah, my stat sheet goes out to 23 pass attempts, and we're by far going to surpass that. So, yeah, with this new-look offense, a lot of passes.
There's Johnson. He's going to throw it across the middle. That one was delivered low and behind the intended receiver. Reimer was out there without a very good pass thrown there by Tanner Johnson. That's going to bring up a fourth down situation now. Hastings High has launched the ball right down the field here against Seward on this drive, and now it's kind of stalled down here. It's going to bring up a fourth down in the 12 situation. The football is sitting at the 22-yard line of Seward, and now the coach wants to call a timeout to talk things over. Timeout brought to you by Hess Auto Body Shop. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a paint job or auto repair, see Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body Shop of Hastings. We'll be back right after this.
The 2013 North American Car of the Year is the Cadillac ATS at Tom Dinsdale Automotive. Nimble and exhilarating, this compact luxury sports sedan is fun to drive. Model 95510 comes in crystal red with a 6-speed automatic transmission and 18-inch polished aluminum wheels. Currently sale priced at over $4,000 off, plus a $2,000 rebate makes this ATS a model you definitely want to consider. See Tom Dinsdale Automotive or online at dinsdaleauto.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, fourth down and about 12 yards to go. Hastings High with a ball down here at the 22-yard line of Seward after the timeout here. We understand the Aurora McCook game has gone to a lightning delay. They've got Aurora out on top by a score of 15-0, but that game is being held up by storms and lightning. So it's fourth down and 12 yards to go. There's a snap to Johnson. Pressure. Johnson throws it. The ball is going to be caught down at the 10-yard line. Nice catch down there. Zach Zimmerman on the slant pattern across the middle. They throw that one right in his hands there, and Zimmerman comes down with it. That's the Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. Nice pass delivered there by Tanner Johnson.
Yeah, that was a beauty. Good slant pattern, good arm on that football. That's one of those you got to throw hard and get it right into the breadbasket. They did. Zimmerman makes a nice catch. 16 yards on the gain, and the Tigers down to the 7-yard line, first and goal.
Johnson's going to hand the ball away to Fast, and nothing doing there as Derek Fast is brought down into play. Nothing there. Into the stop there for the Seward defense was number 64, Nick Schleich, who's into the ball game now for the Jays. No gain into play. We'll call it second down and goal. Hastings with the ball down here at the 7-yard line. It's by far as the deepest penetration of the ball game for the Tigers. They still have the goose egg on the scoreboard. Johnson waiting on a snap. He's got it. He's going to fake the handoff. Now he's going to run it to the 5-yard line. He scampers into the end zone for the touchdown. So Tanner Johnson fakes the handoff and just takes it off of the right side of the line. He takes it into the end zone from 7 yards out, of the Tigers put some points on the scoreboard with a minute and 33 seconds to play here in the third quarter.
Well, the Tigers by far the best quarter of football out of the three so far tonight. 85 yards of passing in the third quarter here and 29 yards of rushing. And Johnson doing a great job electing to pull that one down. Seen a gap off the right side. A big hole, and he was able to get in there untouched. So the first touchdown of the new football season for the Hastings High Tigers comes in the third quarter.
Pedroza is going to try the kick, but the ball is bobbled back here, and the kick is going to be no good as the ball squirts loose from the holder down there, and just nothing went right on that particular play.
That was Tyler Musgrave again on the snapping duties as Panganiban down here in front of us. Still experienced cramps, but my goodness, there's got to be somebody down here in a black jersey that could get the football snap. They have been horrendous on that situation tonight.
1:33 to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Seward 26, Hastings High 6.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190. 1230 KHAS.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. Kearney takes the opening kickoff of the second half to the house. Kearney now leads Lincoln Pius in the third quarter by a score of 13-10. Lightning delay between Aurora and McCook during the third quarter. Aurora has got the lead over McCook by a score of 15-0. Sutton is leading Tri-County at last check 52-0. Sydney still out on top of Grand Island Northwest by a score of 22-14. I like those lightning delays. We were involved in a couple of those down in Fairbury. Not a good thing. It's not fun to sit there for a couple of hours.
No, it's not. I don't know.
The South Carolina-North Carolina game last night was held up by lightning in the second half of that one. Here's Pedroza kicking off, end-over-end kick, and come down to about the 10-yard line, back to the center of the field again. Now they cut right side out toward the numbers. 30, 35, 40. Still has feet out to the 43-yard line. So a good return there by Seward. And bringing the ball back again was K.O. Wagner, number 9. That was a 37-yard return by Wagner. And now the Jays will start in pretty good field position. First down and 10 on their own 43. Seward still comfortably ahead, 26-6 over the Hastings High Tigers after building a 26-0 halftime lead. Now we'll see what the Hastings High defense can do here. The Tigers, for the most part, have not played too bad on defense. They've just given up some big plays. So we'll see what they can do here. Seward comes up to the line of scrimmage. Wolverton is going to hand the ball away again out of the center of the field. They're going to bring it across to 45 out to about the 46-yard line. I think we're going to see some new folks in the ball game now for Seward. Carrying the ball there for the Jays was number 40, Zach Grunke, who's into the ball game now. Grunke is a 5'9" senior, seeing his first playing time. We're down to a minute to play here in the third quarter. Seward has got a 20-point lead over Hastings High. Ball is sitting on the near side hash mark. Second down at about 8 yards to go. Wide receivers split out to the left side. In fact, two will split out to the left and one will go to the right side. Wolverton, high snap, brings it down. Wolverton's going to run the ball himself across the 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. Cuts left side, 25 to the 20, to the 15, and he's brought down at the 14-yard line. Wolverton takes the ball down to the 14-yard line of Hastings High. Finally, Brock Dreher brings him down, but Wolverton takes it right up the gut, Jimmy. And Wolverton is an outstanding quarterback, and he's showing it here tonight as he's finally brought down. They're going to mark it at the 13.
First down, number 12, and that is the 13th carry for Wolverton tonight. That puts him at 82 yards on the evening. We've talked about his passing so far in the ball game. Only thrown a couple passes here in the second half, but he's over 280 yards of passing. But again, a big gainer there, and the Jays on the move again.
Another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. Now they're going to hand the ball away. And running the football there for Seward and going off of the right side for a couple of yards is going to be Breeze.
Quade Breeze on the carry.
So Quade Breeze picks up a couple of yards in a play as he brings it down inside the 10-yard line down to about the 9. We'll check these quarterback situations. Now Scott Wolverton into the ball game now for the Seward Blue Jays. So the younger brother of Keith Wolverton is now in the ball game, but now we're going to have a end of the third quarter. So three quarters in the books here tonight. From the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field, three quarters in the books with a score. Seward 26, Hastings High 6.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Three quarters in the books. The Seward Blue Jays out on top of the Hastings High Tigers now by a score of 26-6.
Third quarter stats brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island. Find them on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. For the Blue Jays, Wolverton in that third quarter, just one of two passing, only 9 yards. Had that one interception by Johnson in the end zone. Seward rushed the ball 9 times for 71 yards, so 80 yards there in that third quarter. And the Jays now with 12 first downs. Wolverton, by the way, 13 carries, 82 yards, and he's got 280 yards through the air, a couple of touchdowns on the evening. For Hastings High in that third quarter, the two quarterbacks combined for 7 of 12 passing, by far the best performance in the ballgame, 85 yards, 11 rushes, 29 yards, so 114 of total offense for the Tigers there in that third quarter. They as well with 12 first downs on the evening. And again, the leading ball carrier so far in the ball game is now Tanner Johnson with 7 carries and 32 yards and a touchdown. Seward back up to the line of scrimmage here. Start of the fourth quarter, they lead 26-6.
Ball is at the 9-yard line of Hastings on second down and 6. Keith Wolverton back into the ball game, a quarterback draw. Wolverton gets a couple of yards, and he's going to be gang tackled and thrown down to the turf. Thrown down to the turf. The tackle is made in there by Hastings High. That is Jeff Keel. And the stop there for the Tiger defense. A pickup of only 2 yards in a play. We'll call it third down. Third down at about 6 or 7 yards to go. As the ball is pushed back here to the 10-yard line. As the play comes in from the far side. And their new head coach for Seward, Jamison Offner. He was on the staff for Concordia before taking the head reins. He's a graduate of Concordia University. Third down and 7 yards to go for the first down from the 10-yard line. Here's a Wolverton again. The option play, the pitch is the ball back, and it was nearly recovered by Hastings. But falling on top of the football back there for Seward is going to be Quade Breeze again. So not a very good pitch that time. Could have been trouble there. The Tigers were out there. I think that was Johnson who was trying to recover that ball but couldn't get to it. A loss of 5 yards in a play. That's going to bring up a fourth down situation now. Fourth down and still about, 13 yards to go for the first down and 15 yards to go for the touchdown. They're going to go for it here on fourth down and long with a 26-6 lead over the Hastings High Tigers. Here's a Wolverton. He backs up, looks right side. He's going to throw it into the corner of the end zone. A jump ball down there is going to be tipped and is out of the end zone. So the Tigers hold back there in coverage for Hastings High. Is going to be Zach Zimmerman and just lofted it up there on the far sideline down in the corner. It was knocked away by Zimmerman, so the Tigers hold Seward out of the end zone. And you got to work when you got such a young team like Eric has got. You got to work on the positive things. The Tiger defense has held the Seward out of the end zone since halftime.
Yeah, they have it again. Wolverton taking a shot there in the corner end zone. I don't think if they would have made the reception, they'd have been able to get the feed in. That was way in the back corner of that end zone, right on the pylon. But again, the Tigers come up with the stop. They will take over at their own 16-yard line, 10:29 left to go here, and we'll check the quarterback situation.
It's going to be Johnson, who guided the team down the field the last time for that initial score for the Tigers this year. As a Brock Dreary gets the handoff from Johnson, and he goes nowhere, trying to get outside, and nothing was there. The tackle was made in there by the Jays. Making the stop was Josh Balin, who's into the ball game now. He's 6-foot, 195-pound sophomore for the Jays. Loss of a yard in the play, second down and 11. The ball is back here at the 15-yard line. Hastings High moving from our left to our right. Low snap again. Johnson grabs the ball, throws it near side. It's going to be bobbled and then dropped. The intended receiver here was Zach Zimmerman out here on the near sideline. Zimmerman had it in his hands, and it just bobbled out of there. Incomplete pass. Third down and 11 yards to go.
Well, and again, and watching the snap again, that was down on the ground again. Johnson had to bend over and pick it up and threw the timing off of that play. And with this type of offense, everything has just got to click. The timing has got to be perfect, and the Tigers have really struggled with that situation tonight. The long snaps and the center-to-quarterback exchange has not been very pretty this evening.
So third down here for Hastings High and long. Johnson grabs the ball again, hands the ball away to Fass, and he's going nowhere. Trying to get it to the outside, and Fass is brought down into play before he gets started. That's going to be Christian in on the stop there for the Seward Blue Jays. Jacob Christian, so Hastings High going nowhere fast here. That's going to bring up a fourth down and 15, a loss of 4 yards on the play. So fourth down and 15 yards to go. The Tigers will have to punt the ball away, and now Seward is going to get good field position. And Scott Wolverton will drop back deep, but he's going to stop here at about the Hastings High 48-yard line. So Hastings High will have to punt from their own end zone here. Brady Minkey will stand in his own end zone about 6 yards deep. There's the snap, pretty good one, maybe the best one of the night. Here's the kick by Minkey, a wobbly one, fielded there by Wolverton at the 45, back to the 40, 35, 30, look out, 25, cuts back to the center of the field to the 20-yard line, down to the 15, still on his feet, down to the 10-yard line. So Wolverton brings the ball back from the 48 down to about the 10-yard line, a 38-yard return, so special teams hurting Hastings High now. And the Seward Blue Jays have a chance to put some more points on the scoreboard, already leading by a score of 26-6. A nice return there by the Jays.
Boy, and both the Wolverton boys got some tremendous wheels. That one, the younger brother, Scott, take it down the left side right in front of Eric Emerson and his troops. 38 on the return, 38 on the punt. And the Jays have the ball inside the 10-yard line. It's down at the 9, first and goal for Seward.
Okay, Wolverton is going to stay in there. Keith Wolverton, he's going to hand the ball away right in the center of the field. That's going to be that big old bruising running back in Breeze as he takes the ball for a couple of yards. Quade Breeze as he takes the ball down to around the 5-yard line. We'll give him a pickup of about 4 yards in a play. Second down and goal. We're down to 8 minutes and 41 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter, 26-6. Seward scored on their initial drive of the ball game here tonight and have not looked back. The Jays had a 26-0 lead at halftime. Hastings High adding a touchdown in the third quarter, but Seward looking to put another one on the board right here. It is second down and goal. Seward with the ball down here at the 5-yard line. A handoff to Breeze trying to get outside, and Breeze is drugged down out there. And I'm up to 4-yard line. And on the stop for Hastings High was Philip Pedroza, number 35 for the Tiger defense. So they take the ball down to about the 4-yard line. Now Seward looking at third down and goal from the Tiger 4.
Now you try to find positives out of a game like this, and Pedroza having a whale of a ball game defensively. He has been in on a slug of tackles tonight. And that one there makes a nice tackle on the quarterback. It's going to bring up third down now and 5 yards to go. 7:49 and counting here in the fourth quarter.
So the ball resting between the 4 and 5 yard lines on the far side hash mark. Wolverton again has got the ball, fakes the throw. Still has got it. He rolls to his left side. He's got plenty of time. He just lofts it into the end zone. Touchdown. Back of the end zone. He throws that one. And the reception is made by Cale Wagner. That's his second touchdown reception in the ball game. And the Jays tack on another 6.
Wagner now with 4 catches in the ball game, 114 yards, 2 touchdowns. And that one there, Wolverton just bought the time, and Wagner just got loose. The secondary for Hastings High lost track. of where he was at. He was all alone on the back stripe, made the reception, and the Jays tack on six more. It's now 32-6 with the PAT. The ball is down, the kick is up, and it is good. So with 7:34 left to go here in the ball game, Seward now extends their lead 33-6.
And you're listening to high school football.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. The Tiger engine not running up to snuff here tonight. They're trailing in the ballgame by a score of 33-6. 26-0 at halftime in favor of Seward. That's their first touchdown of the second half. And now we'll see what the Hastings High offense can do here. Looking for maybe a positive to get out of here tonight. So they're kicking off again. We're down to 7 minutes and 34 seconds to play. We'll name our player of the game. Have our coach's post-game show coming up tonight. And we've got the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show with all the scores coming up on week zero of the 2013 high school football season tonight. Not everybody's seeing action, so it's going to be a kind of an abbreviated scoreboard show tonight with just a handful of games. Everybody will be really swinging into action next week, including Adams Central. They've got a Thursday night game at Cozad next week. That'll be a big ball game. Cozad, a good team for 2013. 10 out of their 11 starters are back from a year ago. And St. Cecilia opening up next week with the Centennial Broncos. That will be at Duncan Field. So Hastings High trailing here by a score of 33-6. That's going to be Johnson. He stays in there at quarterback. A little delayed draw in the center of the field, and that's going to go nowhere. Seward waiting for that one. Hastings High is, like you said, really having a tough time getting their offense cranked up. They had only 35 yards in the first half. They were up to 114 by the end of the third quarter. They've had limited success so far here in quarter number four.
Well, tracking as of right now, 34 yards is all Hastings High has been able to put together on the ground. It's been a tough go against this Blue Jay defense.
Here's Johnson. He's got the ball. He's running for his life. Again, he slips one tackler down in the center of the field. He just crashes forward and brings it across the 20 onto the 22-yard line. So all that running, he nets 2 yards into play. Johnson picks up two. He brings it to the 22, and it's going to bring up a third down situation, third down and eight. 6:40 remaining here in quarter number four. So Hastings High with plenty to work on here before game number two. You always see a lot of improvement between game one and game two. The next opponent is going to be next Friday night. They'll be playing in Grand Island against Grand Island Northwest, a team that's trailing Sydney in their opening ball game of the 2013 season tonight. There's a handoff again. It's angling off to the left side, and that one goes nowhere. The Tigers go three plays and out. So the Tigers go three plays and out here on this drive as Fast can't find any seam there. It's going to bring up a fourth down and eight situation.
Derek Fast is just going to refuse the football. He has had a tough, tough night against this Seward defense. 17 carries and 11 yards for Fast here this evening. The Tigers now in the second half with just 23 yards of offense. And now we see Scott Wolverton dropping back deep. He'll stand at his own 45-yard line to field this Tiger punt.
Yeah, he had a 38-yard punt return the last time he touched the ball, and now Hastings High wants to call a timeout. The Tigers will call a timeout brought to you by Hess Auto Body. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a paint job or an auto repair, see Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body of Hastings. We'll be back right after this.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, replace them with Anderson Windows. With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Ah. Get all your Anderson Window and Door products at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, your home improvement experts in Holstein.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're back here. Hastings High will have to punt the football away. on fourth down and about 9 yards to go.
Tigers had to burn that timeout because their punter, Brandon Minkey, was over here at the water trough, down here at the water jugs, and didn't realize it was fourth down already.
Another low snap as Minkey brings it back to him, and he's going to put the ball away. Wolverton grabs the ball at the 45, back to the 50, to the Tiger 45, breaks it outside to the 40, down to sideline 35-30, 25-20, and he's run out of bounds to the 15-yard line. That one was another 38-yard return there by Wolverton. This is Scott Wolverton returning the ball there. So Keith has done it at the quarterback position tonight, throwing and running the ball, and boy, Scott Wolverton has done a great job returning kicks for Seward tonight.
Now, there is plenty to work on in the Hastings High camp. Special teams has been just as much trouble as the offense and defense has had tonight. The snap again, very low. That is going to be something they're going to have to shore up. The Minkey has been fielding them off the turf all night long, and Wolverton takes that at about the 50-yard line, takes her all the way down inside the 20, and Seward set up at point-blank range again, the 16-yard line in the red zone with 5:26 left to go in the ball game, and yet another penalty. And that is going to be...
We got Scott Wolverton in there at quarterback now for Seward, relieving Keith Wolverton. That's going to be a 5-yard penalty marched off against the Seward Blue Jays.
He's counting up 17 times those yellow hankies have been on this turf tonight.
Wow. Anything but a penalty-free ball game. That's what you see in these openers. So it's now a first down and 15 situation. The ball is brought back here to the 21-yard line. Keith Wolverton remains in there at quarterback. Wide receivers, three of them split out to the right side. They're going to fake the ball up inside. Wolverton, nope, they're going to give the ball away, and it gets about a yard or two. That's going to be a Breeze. Quade Breeze taking the ball up inside for a couple of yards. We'll call it second down and about 13 yards to go. Clock is running with 5:10 remaining here in quarter number four. Player of the game coming up, coach's post-game show, and the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show tonight with Tyson Avronik and Merritt Lawson. Get you all the scores from week number zero officially. I don't like that. It's week number one.
Yeah,
it's officially week number zero according to the NSAA.
Should be, because these games go into the record book.
Yeah.
They count. It's not a preseason ball game. So according to us, it's a week one. And again, for the 18th time, play is stopped by the Zebras. Deadbolt delay a game against Seward. So the 18th penalty here in the ball game. And 4:41 left to go here. It seems like it's taken an eternity to get this second half over.
So penalty there on Seward. They march it back now to the 26-yard line. Send two wide receivers to the left side, two wide receivers to the right. Wolverton again is in the gun, is going to flip the ball back to him, and Wolverton is going to take it over the left side across the 25. They're going to take it down to the 20-yard line, down to about the 19. So I'm sure Seward is just as anxious to get this thing over as well. Let's keep the ball on the ground here. Wyatt Davis in on the stop there for the Hastings High Tigers. A gain of a couple of yards in the play, but Seward's still looking at a third down situation. Third down and 14 yards to go. The football is at the Hastings High Tiger 20-yard line. Moving from our right to our left. Wolverton again wants to throw, backs up. Cranks her up, throws it into the end zone. The ball is going to be nearly caught and knocked down at the last second. He's got to throw it up there for a jump ball here on the near sideline. There's going to be an incomplete pass. A couple of Seward Blue Jays are down there. I'm not sure which one was the intended receiver, but two Jays were there. Ben Klinke, I think, was the guy that he was throwing to. Now it's fourth down. Fourth down and 14 yards to go. The football is sitting at the 20-yard line of Hastings. And Jamie Offner, the head coach for Seward, will go for it here. With his team out on top by a score of 33-6 over the Hastings High Tigers. The only scoring for Hastings High was on a 7-yard touchdown run by Tanner Johnson late in quarter number three. Wolverton again cranks up. He throws it into the end zone. A jump ball down there, and it's going to be incomplete. That one was nearly caught. But the Tigers had a couple of defenders back there. Again, a couple of receivers out there as well for Seward, but now Hastings High will take over on downs with 3 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in this one. High school football tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Also, you can pick it up on a mobile app now on your smartphones. Just go to the mobile application department there and pick up a mobile application so you can listen to us on your smartphone, too.
That does not surprise me at all. You've gone so big time. I'm just fortunate that I'm sitting in beside you. You've really gone big time with your career.
Your flip phone is not going to cut it, my man, for the rest of the year.
I'm about 5-6 years behind.
Five or six?
Maybe 10.
At least.
I'm behind the times. I sure get a lot of flack about my little flip phone.
It's been quiet tonight. Pick up a 4 yards on the play there for Hastings High. 3:19 to play, and the clock is running here in the fourth quarter. Hastings High got the ball at the 24-yard line. And there's another fumbled snap. Falling on it back here. And unable to grab the ball for Hastings High was Braden Valentine. So he fumbled snap there from Valentine from his center. Valentine trying to get on top of it. He couldn't. It was recovered by Seward. So the Jays get a turnover there. Hastings High turns it over for the third time here tonight.
Two fumbles, one interception here in this ball game, and again, the snap was not very good. Valentine had a hard time maintaining possession, and a Seward Blue Jay, Johnny on the spot, jumps on top of the pig. So 3:06 left to go. Seward comfortably ahead 33-6, but they've got the ball on the Tiger 20-yard line.
So Seward will come up to the line of scrimmage, and they will still go with four wides here with a 33-6 lead. There's a fake handoff. Wolverton is going to grab the ball. He's going to take it up inside the 20-yard line down to about the 18. That's Scott Wolverton carrying the ball there for the Seward Blue Jays. Tackle is made in there by the Hastings High interior line. That's Jeff Keel getting up for the Tigers defensively. A gain of 2 yards in the play. We're down to 2:45 to go. You're in quarter number four. Hastings High trailing in the ball game by a score of 33-6. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. That's Austin Luby there for Seward. There's a wide out to the right side. They're going to hand the ball away. Trying to sweep it to the right side is going to be Caleb Krominga, who's into the ball game now. He's 6 foot, 180-pound sophomore. Brock Dreher is into the stop for the Hastings High Tigers. Krominga trying to get outside, and he's going to be popped down for only about a yard or so gain, if that. Second down and 9 yards to go. Clock is running. Did stay in bounds here as the clock will continue to run with 2 minutes and 5 seconds to go.
Big old boy coming in the game for Hastings High. Just a sophomore, Emil Sommerfeld. Had him in midget football. He's 6'4", 275, and a sophomore. He was a big boy when he played midget football for us.
Here's the quarterback and the keeper again at Scott Wolverton. As Wolverton tries to break it outside, he's drugged down here at about the 18-yard line. Tackle is made in there by DJ Marr, who's into the ball game now. Marr, a 5'10", 170-pound senior for Hastings High. Now it's fourth down. Fourth down and about 3 yards to go. The football is down here at the 18. Actually, it should be fourth down and about 8 yards to go. Ball is down here at the Hastings High 18-yard line. With under 90 seconds to play here in this one. Seward's spending a lot of time in the huddle. Now they'll break things and they'll send a wide receiver out to the right side. That's Reed Carroll, who's into the ball game now. Wolverton stands with one lone set back behind him. They fake the ball to him. Wolverton is under pressure, sidesteps a man, winds up and throws the ball down the right sideline. That's going to be caught for the touchdown. It's going to be caught for the touchdown as they get the ball to Reed Carroll. So Wolverton throws a 18-yard touchdown pass with 56 seconds to play. And Seward tacks on another 6 points. So now the Wolverton brothers have each thrown touchdowns. This is Scott Wolverton throwing a touchdown pass there to Reed Carroll.
That is four of them on the evening, three of them on the arm of Keith. And then Scott here getting in the ball game, throwing that one in from 18 yards out. So both the Wolverton brothers doing damage on the Tiger defense.
All right, here comes the extra point now. It's going to be attempted by Jake Newburn. His extra point goes drilling through the pipes. It is good. 56.2 seconds to play. Here in this one, we'll take a break now with a score of Seward 40, Hastings High 6.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley.
express delivery, and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, not a good start for Hastings High here tonight. Tigers are trailing Seward by the score of 40-6. Seward is a much improved team. Last year they went 2-7 on the year. Got a brand new head coach in Jamie Hoffner, who was on the staff originally and took the head coaching reins. He's going to win his debut here tonight. Here's the kickoff with under a minute to play now as Hastings High will bring the ball back one more time. After the kickoff, they come up here to the 20-yard line, and that's where they're going to be spilled right there. So Hastings High will start first down and 10. Binky brings the ball back there for Hastings as he brings it back right to the 20-yard line. And that's where the Tigers will start this last offensive series of the night. 40-6, Hastings High will play at Grand Island Northwest next Friday night. Adams Central will open up next Thursday. They will play at Cozad. Hastings St. Cecilia will be at home next Friday to open their season as they take on Centennial. Complete coverage throughout the 2013 season on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. And we got our third quarterback in there. It's going to be Ryder Mays. Ryder Mays, a 5'11", 140-pound junior, is going to take a snap or two here with 50.9 seconds to play. So Ryder Mays will have his chance at this new offense installed here this year by the Tigers. Mays is going to wind up and throw the ball on the far side. It's going to be caught here, slipping a couple of tacklers and bringing the ball out to the 26-27-yard line. The reception is made by Bryant Minky. Minky is a sophomore there for the Tigers. Pick up a 5 yards in a play, second down and 5. Ball is out here to the 25-yard line with 30 seconds to play. Ryder Mays, again, will stand in the pistol formation. Mays has got the ball. He's going to hand it away across the 25 out to the 30. That's going to be a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down here as they bring the ball to the 32-yard line. Running the ball there was Kylie Mon. Mon is a 165-pound senior who gets a carry there. We're down to 20 seconds to go. First down and 10 from the 33-yard line. Mays again hands the ball away to Mon. Crashes forward, 35 to the 36-yard line. Mon picks up about 3 yards in the play. We're under 10 seconds to play, and this one is probably going to be in the books right here. Seward is going to pick up the win in the opener tonight over the Hastings High Tigers. We're down to 2 seconds, 1 second. That's all she wrote. The Seward Blue Jays come to town and dominate this football game here tonight. Seward races out to a 26-0 halftime lead. The Tigers finally scoring late in the third quarter, but then Seward scoring a couple of touchdowns in the fourth quarter. They put away Hastings High here tonight. The final score was Seward 40, Hastings High 6. We'll be back with more right after this.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
40-6 was the final score here tonight. Seward knocks off Hastings High in football action. Seward kind of set the tone of the game. They took their opening possession tonight, went 8 plays and 61 yards. They got a 16-yard touchdown pass from Keith Wolverton to Ben Klinke. Point after touchdown was good. Seward had the lead halfway through the first quarter, 7-0. Seward adds another touchdown, a 30-yard touchdown run from Keith Wolverton early in the second quarter. They go out on top 14-0. Keith Wolverton then threw a 72-yard touchdown pass to Cole Wagner at the 147 mark of the second quarter. Seward led 21-0. Seward then blocks a Hastings High punt for his safety increased the lead 23-0. And Seward got a 20-yard field goal from Jake Newburn with 0.6 seconds remaining in the second period, 26-0 at halftime in favor of the Jays. Hastings finally getting on the scoreboard late in the third quarter on a 7-yard touchdown run from Tanner Johnson. The point after touchdown was no good, 26-6 in favor of Seward. And a couple of touchdowns for the Jays in the fourth quarter, a 5-yard touchdown from Keith Wolverton to Cole Wagner, make it 33-6. And then a 18-yard touchdown pass from Scott Wolverton to Reed Carroll to make it a 40-6 ball game. Seward with a victory here tonight in a very dominating performance here over the Hastings High Tigers.
Your final game stats brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive out of Grand Island. Find him on the web at DinsdaleAuto.com. We look at the victorious Seward Blue Jays this evening. Their quarterback, Keith Wolverton, and his brother, Scott, combined for 12-19 passing for 252 yards, 4 touchdowns on the evening. Seward rushed the football 34 times for 147 yards, so 399 a total offense, 16 first downs on 58 offensive plays. One of the guys that really chewed up the Tiger defense, Cale Wagner, he finished tonight with 4 receptions, 114 yards, and 2 touchdowns, those coming from 72 and 5 yards, respectively. Leading the way for Seward rushing the football was Wolverton, the quarterback, 13 carries and 82 yards. We look at the side of Hastings High tonight with their new revamped offense. Tough going this evening for the Tiger offense. The 2 quarterbacks, actually 3 quarterbacks as the game materialized, 13 of 22 passing, 113 yards, 1 interception. The Tigers rushed it 39 times for just 50 yards, so 163 of total offense in the ball game. 15 first downs on 62 offensive plays. A lot of offensive plays, but with that hurry-up offense, you're going to see that out of the Tigers this season. Couple of guys of interest running the football. Tanner Johnson with 9 carries, 37 yards on the night. And Derek Fast looking forward to him in his senior season. Last year, rushing the ball good for the Tigers. Had a tough go of it tonight, just a tough getting out of the backfield. 18 carries and only 16 yards for the Tigers. Ben Reimer with 6 receptions tonight and 63 yards. So, again, a tough loss for the Tigers. You always see that vast improvement from game one to game two, but a lot of stuff for the Tigers to work on going into Grand Island Northwest next week.
40-6, Seward with a victory here tonight over Hastings. Stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's post-game show as high school football continues on 1230 KHAS.
Krieger Electric Company serves the greater Hastings Quad County area with complete electrical service for commercial businesses, industry, and your home. Krieger Electric is now a proud dealer of Kohler Home Generators. Don't let your neighbor's home be the only one with the lights on during a power outage. Kohler Home Generators give you dependable power and security. And when you support world-class products with a trusted local dealer that's 100% skilled, trained, and qualified like Krieger Electric is, there really is no comparison.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
And back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field, Hastings High drops one here tonight in their season opener to the Seward Blue Jays. Final score of 40-6 in the ball game here tonight. Our candidates for our Player of the Game, Brendan Mankey, did a great job on the defense here tonight. Same story with Philip Pedroza. Then Derek Fast carrying most of the load offensively. Sam Reimer also had a pretty decent ball game offensively tonight for the Hastings High Tigers. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for the Hastings High Tigers will be Sam Reimer. 5 receptions and 62 yards for the sophomore here in this ball game tonight to Seward. But the Jays coming out victorious 40-6 over the Hastings High Tigers in their season opener for 2013. Sam Reimer is our player of the game tonight for Hastings High. Stick around. The coach's post-game show is up next. You're listening to High School Football.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402
562-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the coaches postgame. Up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street. Now back to the broadcast booth with Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell.
Final score of 40-6, and Raleigh White, is going to join us in the postgame show. And Raleigh, it's probably not the way you guys wanted to start this season. It was a tough outing for you guys.
Well, it certainly wasn't what we wanted out of our first game, Mike, but there were definitely some very positive things that we saw going, some things we can build on going into next week and going into the rest of our season, and definitely some things we've got to improve on. But there were some positives for us, and that's a good thing. We've got places we can go from here.
That's what you got to do with a young squad, isn't it? Work on the positives, find the little things in a football game.
Oh, and absolutely. And you know, they were there. They were there. When we got to build on them. We've got to keep. We've got to become more consistent. I don't think we did the things we wanted to do consistently tonight, and that's what we've got to work on this week, is becoming more consistent.
Coach, we'll talk about the defensive side of things since obviously you're here.
Sure.
Keith Wolverton tonight, a very good athlete. I watched him last year in the game. A very good quarterback. Really threw the ball for a lot of yards against your defense. Were they doing anything differently? You weren't ready. I know with a new head coach, you weren't sure of some of the uncertains, but he really kind of lit up the secondary tonight.
He did, and I'll tell you, he's a great athlete. He was tough to contain. We were struggling to contain him a little bit with our defensive line, and we managed to throw some nice balls on us, so it was tough.
A lot of those balls that he threw, you had the defenders back there. It was just they made some great catches, but coverage-wise, it looked like you guys were all right. You had some guys back there.
They just managed to get some balls where they needed to be and get some big plays, and that's pretty much the story.
One guy defensively tonight, we talked about Philip Pedroza. I thought had a whale of a ball game tonight. Was in on made a lot of open field tackles for you.
And he is a great kid. Boy, we sure like Philip. He brings a lot of fire to practice. He's got a lot of energy, brings a lot of fire to the game, and we sure like him.
You talked about seeing some positive things, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Why don't you expand on that a little bit? What'd you see?
Sure. You know, I felt like as far as the line of scrimmage, we were able to hold our own. I felt like we had people a lot of times, as you said, Mike, in the right places. We just weren't coming up with plays, and there were some great balls thrown, some great catches. So as far as putting people where they needed to be and people knowing their assignments and those kind of things, you know, we were there. We just got to execute.
You guys didn't change a whole lot defensively with the new head coach, did you?
No, not our defense is really very similar to what we did last year. Most of our changes were on the offensive side of the ball coming into the season.
Well, and offensively, we see a different thing. I actually had to pull out another stat sheet here. I thought I was going to get into it. I don't remember a time Hastings High has thrown the football for 23-plus times, but you did tonight, 62 offensive plays. And with this new offense, we're going to see a lot more offensive plays. And we talked just briefly before I went on the air. You got on a roll in the third quarter. You start showing what that offense can do. Just wasn't able to get it really going in the first two quarters.
If we can get it cranking, you know, if we can get to where we are executing – the way we want to, I think it can be a very high production offense for us. We just, again, we weren't as consistent as we needed to be effective tonight. But in the third quarter, there were things clicking, and that's some of that positive we can build on there too.
Tell you what, this is a young team. In addition to you're trying to install a new offense in basically about 3 weeks or so. So it might take a while for this offense to click a little bit. Your defense might have to try to pull this team along for a while, huh?
Well, we'll see how that goes. Hopefully, you know, we can defensively at least be able to do what we need to do to let the offense, do its thing to let them be able to produce as well.
Do you have a chance to sneak a look at Northwest this week? Or?
Oh, a little bit. And you know what? Northwest is that's kind of a rivalry. I mean, they're just down the road, and that's a tough game. We struggled with them a bit last year, we'll be getting ready.
Yeah, they were playing Sydney tonight, and the last check it was 44-22 in the fourth quarter. Sydney had a lead, so it's a defense that we might be able to maybe score some points out. We'll see you next week, huh?
Yeah, I guess I'll be anxious to look at some film here when we get a chance. So,
okay, thanks for stopping up.
Absolutely, thank
all right,
you.
The defensive coordinator for the Hastings High Tigers, that is Raleigh White. Again, the Tigers taking it on the chin here tonight, 40-6 to the Seward Blue Jays. We'll get our final word right after this.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings High drops this one 40-6 to Seward tonight. A couple of other scores. Kearney was leading Lincoln Pius in the fourth quarter, 19-16. Scott's Bluff out on top of Lexington. In fact, that one has gone final now. Scott's Bluff has beaten Lexington 15-7. Holdridge has beaten Gehring tonight by a score of 21-12. In the third quarter, after a lightning delay, Aurora had a 15-0 lead over McCook. Sydney, as we mentioned, with a lead over Grand Island Northwest, 44-22. O'Neill has the lead over St. Paul tonight in the fourth quarter by a score of 21-13. Sutton knocks off Tri-County tonight by a score of 52-19. Tyson Ervonik and Mary Lawson is going to be along here in just a few minutes. We've got the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show here on 1230 KHAS, so stay with us. Final thoughts?
Well, we talked about coming in, you know, with the new head coach, with Rick stepping down and Eric Emerson coming in, a new look, the run and gun, run and shoot, so to speak, offense, a lot of offensive plays. There's a lot of opportunities out there, and they do. They've got some talented guys out there on the edge. You got Zimmerman, and another guy comes to mind is Sam Reimer, had a good night tonight. So they've got some things working for them. They just need to put some things together. Boy, they need to really work on the snap game, the quarterback or center to quarterback exchange, and also the long snaps. But again, very hot night out here tonight. But again, the Tigers fall victim to the Seward Blue Jays, and they'll look forward to facing the Grand Island Northwest Vikings next week on Friday night.
All right, 40-6 was the final score here tonight. Seward knocks off Hastings High. The Tigers, 0-1 of the season, will play at Northwest next Friday night. That'll do it from the Osborne Sports Complex. Stay tuned for the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. For Tyson Ervonik, for Jimmy Purcell, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The Coach's Post Game Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings. Call 402-463-8000. Coverage of high school football has been a presentation of Platte River Radio.